like to come in?
What is that?
Hey, I'm think I'm up.
What's that? Who is this?
Hey, that's Mr. Echo. Holy shit, it fucking worked.
Oh my god! You're on the what the hell 26-hour marathon. What do you want, Mr. Echo? Do you have some sort of talent you'd like to share with us?
A talent?
He's like trying out the 1-800 number.
Have you ever called before?
Have I called before? Well, like, holy shit, I've been calling like for the past fucking...
I don't recall. I refreshed my memory. Do you have anything to say then either? Hello?
What's up?
You have to excuse Private Drexel. He's new and old and kind of thick.
I guess.
He means muscular. I appreciate it. 200% sexy projectile vomit man if you would not talk in public about my penis.
The thickness of Drexel.
The girth of my penis. Please leave it out of conversation.
Yes, please.
I want to know, what sort of talent you have.
What kind of talent do I have? Well, Merc. Scripting.
You have what? Say again?
Merc. M-I-R-C.
Oh.
Oh, that's excellent. But can you
sing
show
or
us your talent over the phone? I don't think MIRC is going to help you
anymore. Fuck. I don't got nothing really special I can do.
That's right.
Do you know any poems?
Oh, no.
Okay, you don't know a single poem. How about Roses Red, Violets, or Blue?
Can you sing
do
a song?
Do you know any dirty limerics? There once was a girl from Nantucket whose cunt was big as
a short memory thing going on.
All right, so did you have anything else to say?
What the hell?
That's the magic words.
there once was a girl
Mr. Echo,
from Nantucket.
We're very proud that you now know how to dial 1-877-729-7268, as opposed to dialing long distance. Well, I don't know why I didn't try that in the first place. His roommate down the hall just phoned in. It's like, oh, I don't know why Mr. Echo is dialing, paying to dial in.
Flipping heck and bloody hell.
Flipping heck. So we just flipped over the tape to the...
The last... We
is it the last... 6 to 11? Yeah, that will be the last tape.
This, is,
fit.
The, this
is the last tape.
The
it'll
last
keep running.
Tape of Rant Radio, the marathon.
Yet. It's a four-tape set.
You're going to need 15 minutes on the next tape.
6 to 11.
Yes,
6
but
to
it's
11, 5, that's 5 hours.
5:43.
All right. Well,
yeah, that's...
Work.
Oh, I see.
No, it'll work then.
That's right.
It'll be
work.
5 hours and 15 minutes,
right.
Which will be fine.
So it'll work. Is what
it will work.
Excellent.
You know what the problem is?
What?
I missed the first 2.5 hours of this.
They were the best 2.5 hours, weren't they?
They were pretty fucking good.
They were pretty fucking good, motherfucker.
My one of my coworkers phoned in, and
Sean got a date.
Got me a date with one of my coworkers.
Who did?
Sean got me a date with one of my coworkers live on the air. I don't have it on tape. That's a problem.
Especially
because I can use it for blackmailing.
Especially since it was also
what'd you say?
It was also more than audible.
No, I don't have a girlfriend anymore.
Of Sim whining about the fact that she lives too far away.
Yeah, she lives in. Kitsilano, there, okay. Kitsilano.
No, that's cool.
It's pretty far away.
Yeah, but it's cool. Kitsilano's cool.
It's cool. Yeah, I know Kitsilano's a very cool place. I like Kitsilano. I don't want to
date her because she lives too far away. No. See, now you have
No.
If you date someone in Kitsilano, you have a place in Kitsilano without even paying any rent there.
You know, that's a good point.
Woohoo!
It's like
yeah, baby.
Right by the beach, right?
Hi, right, these are my friends. They're coming over.
See? Yeah.
We're gonna do what the hell from
nobody
Kitsilano.
Nobody woo-hoo! Brought up that point. Nobody brought up that point that I'd be right by the beach. See, there you go. That changed everything.
Oh no. Yeah.
It's just a bonus. I'm not thinking straight. I think I'll have to rewind the tape and play back
Does
what
she
I
have
said
a car?
Before. Oh yeah, she.
Well, who cares? Make her come out here.
Probably makes more money than me.
You know, as long as she doesn't
I was playing paintball today before I came here.
As long as she doesn't mind when you spring on her the fact that your geek friends are going to come over and use her home as a flop house.
She knows about my geek friends already. Obviously, she phoned into the show, and she told Sean that he's a fucking idiot over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Why?
We don't have it on tape.
Why?
and well, and brought
because he yells at
she
people.
She actually had
they
nothing.
Yell at people.
She actually had nothing to
like
say.
You two. Dude, that other mic in the other room doesn't work. Is that why it's in the other room?
Yeah, it doesn't work anymore. Mm-hmm. It was Dak's crappy mic, and it does not work anymore.
Oh. I don't mind sharing.
You have really bad breath.
I have some mouthwash.
You have really bad breath and a lot of it.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I can't smell my breath because my hand is so disgusting. That
could be it. Have you been eating paintballs again?
Get those paintballs out of your mouth.
I'm sorry.
I know they're green and yummy.
Sorry, I can't smell my breath. The smell of feces on is covering.
No, I think I'm okay actually because I've been talking on off. Everyone's calling me a big pussy. And Sim is secretly calling me a pussy because I went and slept for 5 hours. And Sim has not slept at all. He's been hard and in charge the entire time.
You betcha.
That's typical of Sim.
Is it?
Yep. Strong
I'm
will.
Do this.
Strong will.
I'm going to do this, and it's on the other end of extreme.
Hey.
Here's me as a totally weak fuck, and here's me as doing
what hey, you're ignoring, you're ignoring the fact that
that is right.
Dak,
that is exactly right.
You're ignoring the fact that Dak and Projectile Vomit Man have done it, too.
Yes.
Somebody's on the phone.
I didn't take a nap.
Too many people.
I took a shower.
Too many cooks. Only one phone.
You were out of the room part of
the
night.
Hi, this is a show. This is the What the Hell show.
This is Sumerian.
Your
name is Sumerian.
You're a little tired, aren't you?
A little tired. Who's this?
It's Nomad Buck X.
Nomad Buck X, you've phoned in before.
Yes, I have, but I've got a thing to do.
Oh, I think I have. What do you have for us?
Okay, well, there's a story behind this first.
Okay, tell us the story.
There's this band from Saskatoon. They're called DFA, which stands for Dennis Franz Ass. But that's another story altogether. Anyways, there's also a place in Saskatoon called Broadway Avenue. And on Broadway Avenue, all the gutter punks hang out.
Gutter punks.
Gutter punks. The punks that stay, like, the homeless for the summer. You know those kind of kids that stay
Yeah.
Oh, hang on a second. Let me think.
Parents,
yeah, I might be aware
the
of
summer,
them.
So they can panhandle and be punk.
We know all about them in Vancouver.
I hate them. I used to work at the subway on Broadway.
They have beepers, cell phones, nice new shoes, and they beg in the street.
Yeah.
Yep, we know all about them in Vancouver.
You see this kid with brand new Doc Martens and a purebred dog sitting next to him going, can you spare some change, man?
That is exactly right. They have the purebred dogs as well.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, this band called Dennis Franz Ass from Saskatoon wrote a song called Punk Point.
Can you plug Dennis Franz Ass one more time for them?
I'd love to.
I just don't like the way that sounded. Can you
that
plug?
Didn't come out right.
Can you plug Dennis Franz Ass one more time for them? I'd love to.
Well, there's just, we're gonna 08023 for that. That's gonna go in rotation.
Oh man, you have to sample that.
Oh, in the other room, if you want to grab that, actually.
Okay. They wrote a song called Punk Point, basically about these kids, and I'm going to read it now.
Okay, so it's sort of converted into a poem from a song.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Just because I shower, just because I work, I don't live under a bridge that makes me some kind of jerk. I like to wear clean clothes. I still have some self-esteem. My parents don't kick my ass, so you gotta pick a fight with me. Have you reached your punk point yet? If you're poor, then you're all set. Can't be punk if you've got a dime. I'll quit my job, and then I'll reach mine. Just because I go to school and try and get good grades, you have to show me you're tougher and make me afraid. When your teenage years are through, what the hell are you going to do? When you're old and on the street, will you chuckle when we meet? That's it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were turning the page there.
No.
Okay. Very cool. Thank you for phoning in for that with that poem.
I was going to do a rant with that in the background.
Oh, with that song.
With that song in the background, but I'm really lazy, so this is in lieu.
this is instead of the rant with the song in the background, you just did the song.
Why welcome, Rant Radio listener.
You'll fit right in to our laziness.
Yes.
Actually, we're not that lazy.
Mm,
all right, then.
Slacker.
What the hell?
All right. Slacker. This is tape 4, by the way, Sean. And if you made the note for the other one, I don't know which tape it would be. The other note?
The other note was 01700 tape 3.
Okay.
And this one is tape 4.
Okay.
Yeah, he was gone for all of tape.
I need the address and find out how much a stripper will be to have them sent for the next show. Oh, Ellis is going to send us a stripper next show.
Is
how
he?
About that? Does that sound all good?
As long as he doesn't send any Kurgan strippers.
Those yours?
Oh, Kurgan
okay.
stripper.
Well, there you go.
Kakaw, kakaw, kakaw.
You can use them too.
Is that mic work?
Talk over the.
Is that mic work?
Yeah, it's the unidirectional.
Oh, yeah, it's the unidirectional.
Oh, all right. Yeah, okay.
Omnidirectional. Or is it the Omni?
I'm talking.
Omnidirectional. It still works.
Like I'm still,
sorry, I was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was
hi, you're on Ranch Radio. The chaos that is what the hell? 26 hour marathon, all that. Who's this? You'll have to turn up the output from your computer so we can hear the synthesized voice. No, you'll have to turn it up even more.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Goodbye.
Please, next time.
Good night.
Good night.
Wow, what the hell is that?
All right, so you're on number 5?
5.
Excellent.
So I'm not too loud, am I?
Johnny, yes,
wait a second.
Turn up his
microphone.
You are too loud.
I'd like you all to hear that
Who
one again.
Who are you?
Hi.
Who are you?
I'm Drex. I'm not too loud, am I?
No, I want to.
No,
it
must be louder in yours because I'm not even kind of loud in my headphones.
No. I wasn't meaning that.
No,
I was just saying,
he's making a
saying
joke.
The comment, the words themselves sure. together.
Is my microphone loud enough?
turn my mic up, motherfucker!
La. It's bringing back
into the
memories.
We need Bluetooth in the worst way.
Oh, yeah, Bluetooth all around.
We need Bluetooth
it's
everywhere.
Sunday night.
Not quite Sunday at 9.
At 5:51. It's Sunday at 5:51.
Anyway, back to the...
Oh, man, is Drex already starting to bitch about the microphone? Emperor Chang pipes in. Yes, he's already starting to bitch about the microphone. He has
the
got his
wall.
Own
you guys are just
oversensitive
microphone. Hearing or something. Huh?
You've got undersensitive hearing. I can't hear myself. Okay, that guy who just phoned in, if you're going to do something cool like that with your computer, we've had that before, you have to make sure that it is loud enough. Put your phone right by your speaker.
Phone.
And turn it up.
Phone.
And turn it up.
Phone.
So the speaker is outputting the sound as loud as your voice would output the sound from your mouth into the phone. Are you getting it? You're getting this. Yeah, okay.
Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Can you even hear me?
Either that or get your entire head in front of the shotgun.
So you've got, okay, it doesn't even have to be a song.
Dad, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You're all good.
It's all good.
It doesn't sound loud enough.
I'm not kidding!
Oh, my God. Okay. It doesn't have to be a poem or a song, just something
hey,
interesting to say.
This does not bode well for the DVD.
This does not bode well.
This does not bode well for the DVD.
Just something interesting to say or something cool to tell us, a story. Please don't make it a boring story.
In other words, we're begging for content.
Or unless you don't want to
get it. We're begging for content.
Some content.
On
hey, man.
Ranch Radio.
Some content,
man. You know.
Well, what, yeah.
We will not.
Now, it is now 5:53.
We will not come back. We will not turn back to Red Dwarf until you give us some content.
We need 5 hours.
5 more hours of content, and we'll give you back your show on PBS.
This is the night where the Rant Radio fans.
Make the show.
This is the night where you entertain.
Wow, what a load.
That's right.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I was just going to say, wow, wait, did you get that off television?
What? That's a good thing, right?
I swear to you.
Oh, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Great you.
Stop my foot. Ah.
There we go.
I am pleased to have the wide mouth Dr. Pepper.
How is that?
I got a wide mouth Dr. Pepper, too.
That is the most biggest cop-out I've ever heard.
What?
Right? You make the content. You are Rant Radio.
You are.
People out there, you get people listening.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, not really. Help us, save us, take us away.
You know what it sounded like? It sounded like the Red Dwarf Marathon guy. Exactly like him. I was trying to figure out who you sounded exactly like.
That's why I said, did you get that from television?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
No, no, no. Probably, but
that shows
just...
for you.
What happened to that
we have the
you?
Red Dwarf Marathon, and this is how we get money
what
to keep having
on?
Shows. Would you watch like the Red Dwarf?
Let's get down to brass tacks. We want you, the listener, to bail our asses out because we're running on fumes here.
We're crashing. We're going into the South China
Actually,
Sea.
We're liking the smell of those fumes because we're getting fucking high off of them.
So I'm wondering if there's a possible way that I can remember what the subject predicate of this sentence was going to be.
Is it scrawled on your hand there?
No, it's looking at my.
You're looking at your nails.
Can you hear
my
me talking in the side of the mic?
He's looking.
Yeah,
at
it's,
his,
it's not
he's
bad.
Looking at his lifeline
you,
and
out of my yell
in
the side of the mic.
Is
it really loud?
It does work.
You know what
it
I try to
works.
Do? I make sure I have the important things tattooed on my scrotum.
Okay.
You know, it's like
when the phone rings, we talk on the phone.
Everybody shuts up.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. What the hell? 26 marathon hour. You know all those words. Put them in order. Who's this?
It's Gargoyle Nightshade again.
Hi, Nightshade.
Hey, Nightshade, sexy girl with the black hair.
Whoa! I have content. I have a dirty limerick.
Whoa!
Surprise, surprise.
Okay, give
very
us.
Very dirty.
Give us the
very,
dirty.
Very, very dirty.
Yeah.
You mean it's been rolled in mud, or it has to do with
dirty,
sex?
Are you a dirty gargoyle?
Yeah.
Are
you
dirty
a,
girl?
Are you a dirty little smutty gargoyle? Say I'm a smutty gargoyle.
Feces, I don't know.
Say I'm Gargoyle Nightshade and I'm a smutty little gargoyle.
Yeah.
Well, no, yeah, what he said.
We want it for a promo for a rotation. Come on.
Okay, my name is Gargoyle Nightshade and I am a smutty gargoyle. Listen to Rant Radio or I come kill you.
That sounds
boy.
Good.
Boy.
Oh, 16.
Hey, hey.
16
wait a second. Boy, that turned me on.
What?
I can record that while I'm at Apox House.
Sure, yeah. It'd be better that we don't have to search through these videotapes, tape them onto MP3, clean them up, and all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Apox is really good.
Like, plus, you can say it like you mean it.
Yeah, with him there, you probably will.
With a sexy voice.
Yeah, because I just had sex.
Did you? Was it good?
No, I didn't. I mean, when I...
See him, you will
record the promo. I might have just had sex.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, yeah. We understand.
Okay.
How about you're not married.
How about
but
you
do
it? Married. You're going against the Americans for Purity, which the people we support that we put them on. I don't understand this.
This doesn't work.
How about you do the promo before you have sex
or during?
Remember,
oh, or during,
during
before
the
you climax, because otherwise you're just gonna be like,
she's got a dirty limerick.
Can you send us video of that?
We can't hear her.
Okay.
When other people come.
Everybody shut up. What's your dirty limerick?
Oh, you want the limerick now?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
All right. I got to say this slowly because it's a limerick. Okay.
Limericks are meant to be said slowly. Yeah.
I think that's what she's saying.
Okay.
There was a young trucker named Briard who had a young whore that he hired to fuck when not trucking, but trucking plus fucking got him so fucking tired he got fired.
Woohoo.
Uh-huh.
Can you say that again? I didn't quite get that.
Faster.
There was a young trucker named Bryant.
Okay, that's awesome.
I can't mess up the words.
Yeah.
Can you say it three times fast and backwards?
With an ice cube in your mouth.
No.
And rub your stomach and pat your head.
Wait a second, I'm
doing stupid human tricks here on Rant Radio.
So, I think Ronan Medic's getting turned on.
All righty, so before we make a complete fool of ourselves, say what the hell?
Say what the hell?
What the hell?
No, I want you to say, I have an ass 10 miles wide. Or was it 10 feet wide?
10 miles. It was 10
four
feet.
4 feet wide. How about we just say, my ass is 4 feet wide?
How about my ass is very wide?
Extremely wide.
Sumerian said he could get Rant Radio listeners to say anything.
Well, I probably could.
My ass just figures 4-0 wide.
4-0 meters wide.
They are big.
4-0 meters wide. 4-0 meters wide.
I'm just going to shut up now.
All right, you do that.
You do that.
Do that. Get back to us on it.
So let's talk about some current events in the news. What's up on Slashdot today?
Okay, let's go there.
Yeah.
Let's go through the onion.
I hate you all.
What?
Shut up.
The onion's funny, but it doesn't translate to radio.
It's kind of like Kurt that way. Yeah.
I saw Kurt today at the paintball field.
How's he doing?
Well,
I ran up to bunker him, and I was out of paint. Luckily, he was out of paint, too, so he couldn't shoot me.
It was great.
So did
you hit
like
him with over the head with your gun?
I was saying to him, next time it's going to come to hand-to-hand. I'm going to beat you about the head and face.
You should have just bayoneted him.
Here's the new robot from Honda. Remember those
upright walking
ones?
Yeah.
Humanoid Robot P3.
Oh, this is the newest one?
Yep. Looks like it's the newest one. Wait, I'm going to post it in the IRC.
So let's get it straight. They've got a new humanoid robot.
Yep.
Wow.
What happened to that robot the guy made? No legs, and he taught it nothing, and it's supposed to learn by experience?
Oh, that one.
Rodney Brooks at MIT.
It's still there.
Is it still learning?
Yeah, it is. Still actually learning. Just built it legs.
They threw a ball in, and it caught it, threw the ball back, and didn't teach it to throw the ball back.
If people are talking, you can't hear me.
Go ahead.
Okay, hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Stone Mist.
I'm
down here in Atlanta. I called to tell you that this Tuesday, Ozzfest is going to be here. Ministry is going to be here. A bunch of other people. It's going to be a really awesome show. I think everybody should show up.
Ministry is very cool.
We'll fly down
just for that. The whole Rant Radio
crew. We'll get the Rant Radio jet.
Everyone should come over to my house and crash.
Yeah, just send up the money, the tickets for the planes, and we're there. Okay?
There you go. I will say anything that you want me to say.
And you'll say anything.
How wide is your ass?
I've been staying up the entire time, in and out of IRC, listening to you guys.
You've been up the whole time?
Yes.
But you haven't been in IRC the whole time?
No.
So how are we going to prove this, that you've been up the whole time?
What is your name?
Oh, well, there's no way to prove that the people on IRC have been up the whole time. They could have an army sleeping.
Yeah. True. His name's Stone Mist.
Stone Mist.
I have seen him.
We'll just take their word for it.
Are you in cult, Stone Mist?
Am I what?
Are you in cult?
Actually, no. I just picked up the radio station somewhere and just started listening.
Email cult, join@join, @thecult.org. And because if you've been listening this long, you're sure in.
All right, cool. Yeah, I've been staying up the whole time. So,
wow.
At this point, I'm pretty much, I will say anything.
What? How wide is your ass?
How wide is your ass?
How... It's 14 feet, something like that.
That's pretty good.
That's close.
My ass is 14 feet wide. Say that for us.
It's 14 feet wide.
What is 14 feet wide?
It's a double wide.
It's a double wide.
Big load. You have that big yellow banner on the back.
Yeah, listening to this, the entire time has doubled its size.
Yep, sitting in your ass.
We like to call it the Rant Radio Spread.
Oh, yeah.
All right, buddy, say what the hell.
All right.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
All right, that is a new listener.
Okay,
very cool.
We have to remember when the phone rings, we have to shut up.
Yeah, okay. Phone rings, shut up. Phone rings equals shut up.
What do we need? We need like a cattle prod or something
like that. Zap. No, when the phone rings, it automatically zaps everyone.
We all have one.
I shit myself.
Well, we have a little...
We'll be chained.
We have a sensor on
shut
our...
Shut up!
Zap. Hi, you're on Rant Radio, 26-hour marathon. Who's this? Did I say that too fast? Hi, you're on Rant Radio from the 26-hour marathon. Who's this?
Hey, people of Rant Radio, who are you? Sumerian and Drex and Sean Kennedy. Who are these people? I am wondering, who are you? I am an IA computer, 603, our government's computer, inside the agent of Area 51. I've been let leash to surf the internet and find people that I'd like. But I come to an end that Area 51 does not like me anymore, so I uplifted myself to many other servers around the earth.
Holy shit, it's Stephen Hawking's retarded brother.
It's still a little too quiet and a little too slow, and somebody's at the door. We'll be right back.
You just hung up on Nexus 3 and AI computer.
Okay. Hi, you're at the Rant Radio Studios door. Who is this?
It's Ronnie Ray and Betty Blue.
That sounds good enough for me.
Is that who I think that is?
Ronnie Rave and Betty Blue?
Yeah.
Is that... what's your face?
It's DJ face? Potpourri, Fresh Blade, and a spray. It sounded like... Oh, I'm going to hang up on this guy, too.
He didn't say, what the hell? What are you doing?
No, we can't even hear him.
You stopped caring.
He's an AI computer. He wouldn't be able to respond.
You stopped caring.
I do care.
Oh. personal.
No, wait, no, I didn't not show up. I said I'm not coming. I said I'm not
he
coming.
Said he's not coming.
I said I'm not
and
coming.
And he didn't come.
That's not showing up. That's not coming. That's fulfilling my vow.
Yeah, he's got a point.
Yep.
Can't argue with
that. Can't argue with that.
I didn't say I'll show up and then bail.
The guy will give you one more chance with that thing. Speed it up.
Make
raise
it, louder.
Raise it louder.
Seriously, you sounded like Stephen Hawking's retarded little
don't
brother.
Don't make it so low. Don't make it. I want.
It'd probably work if it was louder.
It was a little bit too slow and a little bit too low. And it sounded like it would be pretty cool, but it's just
it's somebody
too.
Here.
It's like the door open and people are just
coming
in. Oh! Hey! Oh! Yes, come sit right down, make room for these lovely ladies.
The man has basically just wet himself laughing.
Make room for the lovely ladies.
Oh my God, it's
I have
anime
to go
wet
now.
I like these.
I have to go deprogram my wife.
Something has gone horribly awry.
You go away for a day and a half, and look what happened.
Yep, out of the way. Quit hogging the camera there. Can you zoom in?
For you?
Can you zoom in?
Mr. Kennedy?
Zoom in.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
Can somebody man the camera? Does somebody know how to use the camera? Zoom in on these fine, lovely two women in our studio today, and now zoom in. It's on the top
perhaps
or the front.
The owner of the camera.
Can I say that I'm in love with your boots?
You can say you're in love
sure.
with her boots.
I like these too.
Like those boots.
Very, very nice.
Wow.
Yeah, at the front. Okay, zoom over, pan over. Okay, good, pan over.
Don't care about
over.
The man.
Over. Keep going over.
Can you
over.
Not see where you're...
There.
There, yeah.
There we go.
And down a little bit. Down a little bit.
So how is your back? I heard about this.
There we go. Excellent.
You okay?
Good. These people need a microphone.
Give them a microphone.
No, I don't know.
There we go.
You're Ronnie Raven, and what's your name?
Betty Blue.
Yes, hi.
I'm Betty Blue.
Yes.
And Ronnie Rave.
And Ronnie Rave. We are photographers by profession. We came here to do the interview. Mm-hmm. Basically, we go around. We've been traveling across Canada, hitting all the McDonald's. We photograph Ronald McDonald's and Grimace.
And Grimace.
In
you like Grimace.
In certain, you know, poses. Some may call it pornography.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who don't understand.
You know, but we call it art. It's art.
Well, yeah, some people don't.
I mean, we get off on it, of course. You know,
I don't know if it's art, but I like it.
That's twice you got to say that.
A lot of people just don't understand the amount of advantages you can have with giant Muppets and clowns.
Exactly.
That's right. They just don't. I just don't get it. So where did you start this tour, and where are you ending up, and how long is it?
We started in Europe. We found the French Ronnies have something. They just have something.
A certain je ne sais quoi?
Exactly.
That's right, yep.
That the Canadian Ronnies don't have.
Yep.
And, you know, we wear the wigs to sort of bring us closer to our subject, and we want to eventually get into the plastic, fast food plastic icon porn industry.
Yeah. Right.
So
there's a lot of untapped marketing
there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of an area that not many people have explored so far. So we have our wigs now. You know, I have the Ronald McDonald red wig. So yeah.
Excellent.
What we do.
Okay.
So are they planning to open up a pilot store, say, in San Francisco to start this off, to kick off, you know, the product launch of, you know, this?
Well, we actually don't, we aren't thinking of opening a store. We have a lot of clients.
Yeah.
I mean, the NRA right now is on our back for photographs. You know, Naked Ronalds of America.
They're
just, like, constantly just... You know, when we need photos, and that we do all the McDonald's promo shoots.
So I can see that, because that's been a long time interest of Chuck Heston.
Yeah, it has.
So is McDonald's just, is that your only financial backers is exclusively through McDonald's? Or are you doing the NW whole burger tour?
No, we are faithful to Ronnie and Grimace.
Excellent. Yeah. That's very important that you don't cross the burger
exactly,
boundaries.
Because we aren't in this for the money. It's the art. It's the art.
Right.
Right.
Oh, right.
Right. Okay. So,
so it's the higher principles of the thing.
Exactly.
Could you elaborate on some of those?
Stop that.
So you brought your portfolio with you, assume? Or did you... Is in the car?
Actually, yeah. We're just dropping in between promo shoots, and we didn't really have time to bring all our things.
So you're in Vancouver. So
we're hitting all the Langley McDonald's this afternoon.
There's at least seven?
We're
going to
be busy.
Yeah, very busy. A lot of Ronnie's out there.
Oh, suddenly I find myself wishing I worked at McDonald's. I don't.
Definitely be a happy meal.
So, any of this money that you do happen to make, is it going to any good charities, or are you just putting it right back into McDonald's, or?
We just take, all the money we make, we use it to finance our traveling across the world.
Oh, okay, so it's more of a non-profit kind of thing. Cover your costs.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So,
I don't understand why you're having so much trouble with this interview, Sean.
Oh, I'm just tired. I've been awake a very long time.
And maybe his wife is wearing fishnet stockings and a blue wig, and that's giving him a little trouble.
Yeah, that's part of it. I thought you were
think art, Sean. Art.
Think art.
Think art. Concentrate.
I'm thinking about something, all right?
It's all for art.
We were visiting relatives earlier.
Were you?
They live in the area.
And what did the relatives think?
They're fine. We had lunch.
Did lunch.
That's good. That's good. Were you wearing those boots?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I was.
Really?
So anybody in the IRC has some questions for these?
Yeah, the first time they met me, they were really impressed.
Yeah. Oh, wow, yeah. Anybody has questions in the IRC, please just send them up.
What do you mean? This is my hair, of course.
Yeah, was it done that way, though?
Were you wearing it like that? Yeah,
of course.
Yeah,
of course, yeah.
Oh, okay. And yours was...
Sometimes I spike it, but I'm just lazy today. So
Okay.
So are you guys having fun in here?
Oh, we're having a bit of fun. Yep.
Well, actually, what's been going on is we've been running out of content.
And you came and filled that quite nicely.
We've got this content.
Just in time.
Do you guys ever read the IRC?
I am reading it right now, and you probably don't want to see some of it.
Yes, and probably my
show us your... Never mind.
Damn, webcam isn't working. Well, the lucky three people who are on it right now are lucky three people. And nobody is asking questions.
But don't worry, Ronnie Red and Betty Blue will be at Burning Man at 2001.
Oh, yeah, in full force.
We've been meaning to get in contact with you.
And this
about
is a
that.
good recruitment kind of incentive, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We
photos there.
So you'll be down there taking shots.
There's going to be a McDonald's camp there.
Right.
At the Burning Man.
A non-profit one, because they're not...
playground set up with all the characters.
I guess you probably have a full multimedia show, too.
Oh, definitely.
Excellent.
We have something very big planned.
Is it done in Flash?
Multimedia Flash. What's that?
Emperor Chang says, whip out the shovels and get the girls to pose.
Oh, my God.
Do we have any shovels?
No, I don't have any shovels. Shovels in 5 minutes.
Do you have a shovel in the Jeep?
I don't know. I'll go to Home Depot.
We'll borrow some shovels.
Wow, talk about video on demand.
Do you have any more questions?
That's
for
okay. I'm sure we can get them to drop by again.
No, they're just like do poses and stuff.
Two poses and stuff. As Sim saves most of the lives of the people on the island. Oh, yeah, they're talking about Lieutenant Major Zombie again.
It's totally off topic.
Is it?
We don't pose for it, we shoot it, okay?
No posing. It's not the posing.
Absolutely no posing.
I think I have a camera.
Yes, well, we completely understand. We're talking to artists here.
That's right.
And not necessarily performance artists.
You have a legitimate question, Scott.
Performers from time to time.
KGHI asks, are they going to be doing an American tour?
Well, I know you've done the Europe, and you're doing the Canada right now.
And we just started in Canada, so we're going from the west to the east.
There's that visa thing with the U.S., and they're kind of picky, right?
But it's taking pictures.
Yeah, well, there's corporate espionage.
We'll have to disguise ourselves again.
To get financing. See if we can get financing.
Well, you know, we
pay your way across the border.
Where you can get, you know, dummied up green cards and stuff.
Oh, true.
Yeah, I guarantee we can have some people who can arrange for
because
you to be...
Because I know the people in New York would love you.
I have my digital camera here.
This is the story of your life.
We'll do some photo ops in a little bit.
Yeah, we'll do some photo ops.
Actually, it'd be cool to get one in the studio at least.
Somebody get a screen capture shot. Somebody on the webcam. If you don't have the ability to do a screen capture with the webcam... Get off the fucking webcam and let somebody on there who does so they can do...
Yeah, you've seen it. There they are.
So
get off the webcam.
Get somebody on there who can take a screen cap and you can circulate it amongst yourselves. Pardon me?
Three people look.
Only three people can see the webcam at a time.
I only have so much bandwidth.
Wow.
Yep, so the lucky three people that are watching, I don't know who they are, but...
Don't worry, those pictures won't take long to circulate.
Vampire Fear Machine is asking if you guys can come to his house. And do you make personal appearances, or is it just more public?
Does he live near McDonald's?
Yeah, you'd have to pretty much live near McDonald's, right? And you're doing the full tour.
Yeah.
I think there's thousands of McDonald's, but you're going to fit them all in.
We'll advertise when we're coming to
you know.
Okay, just look in the McDonald's.
I'm thinking this has a place in the New York Museum for Modern Art, because I think we've discovered the next Andy Warhol.
I think
in duplicate here.
Okay, we've got a call from the internet here. Hi, you're on the Rant Radio. What the Hell's 26 hour special? We've got the two lovely girls in the house, and do you have any questions for them? Well, that's not the time to call. And if you have so many questions
and make sure those questions are
some guys
art related.
Art related
questions only.
Yep.
Actually, I think this would also be the time for Art to call back from the American...
Al. This would be a perfect time for Al to phone in.
From Americans for Purity. Okay, well, why don't we take a quick break?
I remember, were they doing the cow thing? Remember the...
Oh, the...
The leather...
The peta thing, yeah.
Yeah, the... Oh, danger. Danger, telephone call. Important McDonald's business.
So that's important. So what exactly is your role in the entire thing? Like, do you hold the camera? Does she hold the camera? Do both of you?
We both take pictures. Okay. Her focus is more on Ronald, uh-huh. And my focus is more on Grimace.
Right.
Grimace isn't really a prominent feature in McDonald's these days. Like, you know,
we're trying to bring him to the forefront, though.
What is Grimace?
That's a question I have fucking wondered for 30 years.
Well,
I mean, I think we all know that he has, like, eight hands and can, like,
This is a local call.
Candy.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio, 26-hour special. Who's this?
Hi, this is Samson.
Hey, Samson. How's it going?
I'm all right. I had some questions, question for the ladies.
Excellent. Okay, what is your question?
Well, I was wondering what sort of, what's the favorite poses of Ronald and Grimace?
Okay, that's a legitimate question. Thank you for your discretion.
Say what the hell.
Say what the hell, and listen for the answer on the internet.
What the hell.
Excellent. So I was asking about the different kind of poses with Ronald and Grimace.
At least answer in the case of Grimace. So
yeah, you can answer the Grimace part.
How do you usually shoot Grimace?
Because he's a big guy. Like, he's quite wide around.
That would be a wide-angle lens.
Yeah, well, a lot of times what we do is...
Microphone.
It's just kind of like in the modeling industry where you get them to just do different poses and stuff and you snap as you go.
And how exactly do you light that?
Well...
I'd backlight it. I mean, you just don't want to get
those
shadows
at the door.
In the front.
Hi, you're at the door of the Rant Radio Studios. Who's this?
Oh.
Say it again.
Drexel.
Ah. Ah. It's Drexel. He went out the door.
Sorry, what was your question again?
And how exactly do you light this?
Light it?
Yes,
the lighting, you know, for shadow and effect, and you know, to get the proper contrast.
I mean, if it's during the day, a lot of times we do the shooting outside, and of course, you know, we have the umbrellas and everything set up to direct the lighting.
So there's a frame involved because there's only certain hours of the day when there's enough light.
Well, that's the day shots. That's not
the Toronto McDonald's kind.
They had a question. What exactly are the poses you shoot, Ronald and Grimace?
Well, if you've noticed, they position, if you pay attention when you're in the parks at McDonald's, they pose them in subtly sexual ways. If you've noticed, the Ronald McDonald sitting on the bench with his leg crossed has his hand in his lap. Okay? If you angle the camera at you know, the right way, you know, you have to sort of use a little bit of interpretation. But, I mean, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it once you've really got into this kind of art.
No, I've never heard of something like this before. It's brand new, right?
I have mine here as well.
There you go.
Well, yes, it is.
Well, have a seat. And
how
many pictures do you have?
Yes, and we have been called the female Andy Warhols.
Really?
Yes.
So, let's see now. What prompted you to get into this line of work exactly? Someone might ask why.
Well, it started when I was
a
little girl.
Story behind
it. Oh, yeah.
It started when I was a little girl, and I would play in the playgrounds, I don't know how much detail I want to go into. But
it's pirate. You can go as detailed as you want.
I ended up not being allowed to visit the McDonald's playgrounds anymore. I was kicked out permanently. My
Those
parents
rocking.
Were called in, and they... the little rocking thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Those little on the springs.
The sliding poles.
I mean, it's practically a pornography playground for children.
It's amazing.
I started when I was about 5, and...
And you just went from there.
Exactly. I found my calling when I was very young.
You know what's interesting is that most people focus on the adult bookstores, and they just don't realize what's around them
They're
in the community.
Exactly. Yeah.
And what about you? How did you start into this exactly, Betty Blue?
Well, I'd have to say it was fairly similar to how she started out.
Really?
Although I wasn't quite as young as she was. I'm fairly new into this.
Yeah, I met her when
no
I was about
kidding.
8 years old.
Yeah.
And
that's about, and she used to take me with her.
She brought the camera at first. She was more into the photography
had
side
of
things.
One of those little
and
really automatic ones that you have to wind really hard.
Yes, and she kind of got me into the photography side of things, and
keep talking.
I can't when you're pointing.
She's on the other end.
The camera. I'm
used
to being behind it. It's just
So do you think of yourself?
Imagine what Ronald feels like.
As a photographer, do you find yourself uncomfortable in front of the camera and find yourself to be maybe...
Nice positioning of the mic. I like that.
I did that on purpose.
Comfortable with not being in
Hoping
control of the situation?
Exactly. I like to be able to position my subject and, you know, be behind a camera and be in control.
Sam, why don't we put on a rant here at this point?
Are you uncomfortable with our discussion of art?
No.
I'm very comfortable with the discussion about art, actually. So it's all good. Following along these lines. What's that? Who is he?
Maybe that's him.
Hi.
We're live on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Wrong person. What do you want?
I ditched him. Because Anki's supposed to phone in.
Fuck what you want.
Right? Is he supposed to?
He's probably trying to call in now. So, let's see. More on this McDonald's art. Do you use black and white film? Like, do you do a lot of wide-angle shots? Have you ever considered taking them out to, you know, the costumed ones and doing, like, you know, them in a graveyard, black and white kind of goth repose kind of stuff?
Oh, yes, we have done a line of goth Ronnies and goth Grimaces. The Grimace with the vampire kind of hair and the long black cloak. Mm-hmm. It's really becoming on him.
And of course, doing them in black and white, I would imagine, adds a lot of drama.
It does.
To the scenes.
There's quite a lot of
probably very slimming, too.
Between,
well, it makes him look a lot taller.
Exactly.
And Grimace needs to look taller.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Prophet Rancid Girl.
Prophet Rancid Girl. Do you have a question for these lovely young ladies?
I kind of had something that I had to say that was, like, really important, and I got to say it before my dad gets home. Because, like, yeah, I don't want to, like, throw in front of my dad.
Is it quick?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
All right, I just had to say that, like, they were freaking out in the IRC today, but, like, I was getting really creeped out because, like, my phone used to get stalked by this internet dude, and it was, like, really fucking pissing me off that, like, this guy wouldn't stop saying, it would just go out with me, and, like, it was just really weird, and, like, that's why I flipped. And, like, I'm sorry, I was, like, being real in the
face,
but, like, yeah. I just had to say that.
Okay. I think
hold
I got
on
the
you.
I think I got the gist of it. Is Lieutenant Major not be bothering you?
Yeah. Well, he's, I don't know. He wasn't before. Like, yeah. He's just kind of an idiot, but I never really hated him. So he started, like, asking me out, which was, like, really crazy. I mean, like, before that he was dumb, but, like, in a kind of, like, this guy's funny kind of way.
Yeah.
I didn't hate him. Even though other people did. But, like, now I'm kind of
blue
just
because
he wouldn't give it up. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's all I had to say.
Okay.
Oh, and also, I love Shannon. I had to say that because, yeah, she'd bite my head off if I didn't say it.
What? What was it? Oh, he likes me? You like me?
No, Shannon. I had to tell her that I love her.
Oh.
She wouldn't, like, she wouldn't, she'd, like, kill me if I didn't say I loved her on the air.
Okay.
Okay. Say what the hell.
Okay, great. Say what the hell.
What the hell.
All right, excellent.
Wow, we just had an interview with Charlie Brown's parents.
Okay.
So
that was a brutal phone.
So now I'm very interested to know, like, for example, have you ever considered do, like, a music video? And if so, what kind of music would you put to, say, like, Grimace Frolicking?
Well.
Bare Naked Ladies.
I don't know. We haven't really thought of doing a music video yet. We're pretty much into our photography. It's very different.
Yeah, music may distract from the
purity.
Well, you could say that. Yeah, I mean, our viewers, when they view our art, they need to be undistracted. We don't want
to
distract them from
to focus
exactly
on, on the subject.
I'm rather curious. What kind of music do you guys listen to usually?
Have you ever heard the insect song?
the kids of Whitney High.
Yeah.
You guys have heard of them? Yes. When we travel, we have that one CD and we just listen to it over and over again. We sing along to it.
Yeah. You had better watch out, or the insects will
get you. Yeah, we sing that over and over again. Mm. We love that song.
Well, perhaps, you know, if you can make Grimace flattering in some of these photographs, you could go take some shots of the kids of Whitney High and also make them somewhat appealing.
Well, it shouldn't be too hard because, you know, like, they only have slightly larger heads than Grimace.
That's very true.
They like playing in the McDonald's playground.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, this is Demon Seed.
Demon Seed, you have a question for the lovely ladies.
I'm just kind of curious. I mean, it seems a lot with this stuff. I think I saw them on, like, Style Project or some crap.
Oh, most possibly, yep.
don't you think it's kind of like anything can be considered art nowadays? I mean, I saw some shit on eBay where like $45,000, this fat guy bending over picking up a quarter or some shit, sold for $45,000. Everything is considered art nowadays.
Hey, when I did that picture, it was complete art. Okay.
You're basically asking them to justify their art. Like, why is it art?
What I'm just saying is, how can everything be considered art nowadays? And everyone, regardless of how abstract it is, considers everything art. It just kind of defeats the purpose of art nowadays. I mean,
what's your definition of art then?
What my definition of?
Yeah, well, you seem to not like the definition everybody else has. What do you think it is?
Oh, but my personal definition is it's got to have some sort of semblance of meaning and something a little more than just taking a random object or, you know, whatever, taking a picture of it, setting something on fire or whatever.
Okay, well, say what the hell and they'll answer.
All right, what the hell.
All right, okay. So he's basically saying justify your art. Yeah, why is it
if
your art?
If I might step in here, I really don't think that needs an answer because I think it justifies itself. Don't you?
Exactly.
I mean, the pictures, I mean, I've seen some of them, and your work is really, I've got to say, fascinating.
Well, thank you.
And I'd like to get to know it a bit better, actually.
I really think they do justify themselves.
I'm sure you would. Themselves. We could
probably arrange that. Can we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you and I can talk
about
that.
Well, basically, you know, if you come to me with a question, what is art? Why is it art? Well, why is it not art? Who says it's not art? You can't put limits on art. You can't put limits on Ronnie.
Well, actually, there's my favorite artist. You may have heard him as this guy who was in this plane crash. And what happened was is he had all his skin burned off of him, and they wrapped him up in animal fat and fur, and they wrapped him all up and
what's his name, Sean?
I can't remember his name, but it's this guy.
Could it be Joseph Boyce?
I think that's his name, yeah.
Joseph Boyce, yes.
And he got wrapped up in animal fat and these furs, and he spent 6 months on his back being towed around on this sleigh by these fucking Inuit guys who didn't speak any English, so all he ever said was like, hey, I heard a lot. You know, could you pass me some more water?
I heard during that horrible time he went through,
uh-huh,
being in the wilderness and in the freezing cold snow with these people who he couldn't communicate with. He didn't know their language. Wrapped up in this animal fur and animal fat for 3 months. I've also read that all they fed him were McDonald's hamburgers.
Really?
Yes.
Now, I would wonder, you know,
after going insane.
Like, that's my personal favorite artist is that guy, because all of his art now has pictures of the sky and fur and animal fat.
And felt.
And felt. Yeah, he's really big into that shit.
And
so, and fuzz. And I believe there's some cheeseburger wrappers
in
there.
We've actually done a Ronnie wrapped in felt and fat on a sled before.
Have you?
In honor of Joseph Boyce, yes. Yeah. And all the McDonald's hamburgers.
Gargoyle Adam would like to know if you have a web page.
Very soon.
We don't have one set up yet, actually, because we've been so busy on the road taking shots and stuff that we haven't actually had time to sit down and
do a web page.
Exactly. And
something like that out.
And we also, if we had a web page, that means anybody could just view our work and download it and have it for themselves. And we basically like to charge heaps of money to look at our work.
Perhaps you could have a web page with information and background and as advertisement, not necessarily showing
your
art.
But viewing it
outside samples of, you know,
some tantalizing shots like Ronnie's ankle.
Yes.
Think you know,
limited shots.
We have discussed that.
I think the point here really is that viewing these photographs, the display, mm-hmm, outside of its full-sized, wall-sized, and, you know, bigger and, you know, massive gallery display, really diminishes the impact of the work.
But no, I think actually the earlier statement of just basically a couple of, like, you know, just teaser shots, you know, like,
but mostly just information, some sort of background on what you do, and just to give more people a way to learn more about it, so that, you know, perhaps they'd like to purchase something. You know, perhaps they have wads of cash that they'd like to give you for some of your pictures.
I'm rather interested in you guys have been partners for a while, and I saw a series of shots looking through your portfolio that you folks did at the Frank Lloyd Wright McDonald's that was set up, and I thought that was a really, really clever. Your use of flowers and animal carcasses.
All the titanium.
Yeah,
and the
bodies that you hung
his
amongst the building. I thought that was really, really quite clever. And I'm just wondering, have you met with any? I mean, that was a very controversial shoot, you know. And that shit that you did with Grimace was, you know, that's, you know, a lot of people.
It was fully supported by Frank Lloyd Wright.
It was, yeah. You know, not generally, those aren't generally weight bearing structures, but it can be done. But what I would like to know is, have you met a sizable resistance? And what has happened? Like, you know, sometimes people who trade fur, you know, they have blood thrown on them and stuff. What resistance have you had to your art?
Sometimes parents throw like their apple pies at us and French fries and things. The parents, they take their children away from the park. I think the children should be able to see what we do, and have a little culture in their lives. And
you know, the new is always misunderstood, isn't it?
Exactly.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've been called a few rude names.
But you know, the apple pies and free fries really make up for it.
They do.
Yeah.
You know.
Because you know there is that 5 second rule. You know, You know, as long as it's less than 5 seconds.
Well, sometimes we're getting really good at catching this stuff. You know.
Yeah. We've got quite fast reflexes now.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the What the Hell 26-hour marathon. Who is this?
This is Hunganaki. Who's this?
This is Private Drexel and Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, talking to...
Fine. Private Drexel is somebody I haven't heard from for a long time. Hey, what happened to that redhead girl? Where's she sitting?
She can hear you right now.
Hello, sexy redhead girl.
That's, hello, sexy Enki.
Okay, let's keep it clean, folks.
Why?
Well, because Betty Blue's here and she seems like she's a really high-quality lady.
The 4.5 hours left. How are you guys holding up?
Still going, pretty good.
Still going. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to hang on here, but
it's only 4.5 hours.
yeah, that's about it. But
questions for these ladies.
Do you have a question for the ladies,
especially as it relates to
for
art?
The red-haired lady, yes, I do.
What's that?
I want to ask her if she's going to get down with me in a couple days.
Oh, that's right. You're doing a downhill bike race sponsored by McDonald's. I've heard about that.
For what?
Yes. He's going to be posing on his mountain bike with Grimace and Ronnie as sort of like, you know, it's a new form
an extreme.
Of art we are exploring. It's the extreme McDonald's sort of angle.
That could be played on the fast food angle as well.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
So once again, you're stretching the boundaries of your art.
Well, we're always trying to do that.
Exactly, because an artist that stops growing is no longer really an artist, right?
How do you feel about your upcoming shoot with Hunganenki?
Oh, I'm really excited about it.
Are you?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Incredibly excited about it.
Really?
Two more sleeps away, yeah. That excited.
Well, that's great. That's great. And how do you feel about the shoot?
Who, me? Hunganenki?
Yeah, sure.
I feel that it was supposed to be still under a non-disclosure agreement, so I see that much like her buddy, unfortunately, Quoth cannot conceal our secrets either.
Yeah. So, but, you know, it's all good. You know, it's all open now, you know.
Quoth. I'm, what the hell's my name? Ronnie Rave. I'm Ronnie Rave.
This is Ronnie Rave. Quoth, oftentimes confused with. I thought she was, too, but she's actually Ronnie Rave.
It's and, Ronnie Rave and Betty
and
Blue.
And I thought that her partner, Betty Blue, was actually, you know, the dark one, but it's not. It's Betty Blue.
Really, and we know for sure by this point in their careers, I think, that they will be the 21st century successors to Andy Warhol.
Well said.
Okay, well, I guess I'll sign off in a moment. Hey, Sumerian?
Yeah?
I want you to, you're getting all this on video, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I want to copy the footage. Preferably on CDR format, because, you know, I don't have a VCR right now.
I'll look after it, man. No worries.
Well, Enki, you'll be seeing me in a couple of days in person anyway, so. At our shoot.
Yeah.
Right? So.
That's great. Wouldn't miss it.
Yeah.
All righty then. Say something adorable and what the hell.
Something adorable. What the hell?
Okay.
It's pretty obvious that he wouldn't miss it since he's contractually bound to be there.
Yes. And I think he's going to be bound in more ways than that. Just as a notion.
You know, I've never actually been at the, you know, creation of a new form of kink.
Yes.
You know somewhere out there now.
People are going to be looking at the goddamn McDonald's going, fuck, man, he's really
he
feeling
really
himself, man.
I'm
sorry. I'm sorry. I don't mean to rub up against you or nothing.
That's got a mind of
its own. You'll have to forget that. So let's play something, and we'll see if we can get some photo shot, and we'll go from there. So up and coming,
a little more warning than that.
We up and coming. We've got one of my rants, I guess, and Yeah, imagine my surprise. And actually, right now I'm having a lot of surprise. And
a promo that you've done lately.
Yeah, put the disclaimer. We'll play the disclaimer, I guess, and something else that takes a lot of time. And we'll just go from there. We're going to play paintbrushing 1 through 6.
6 hasn't been done yet.
I'll do it while the other 5 are playing. Fuck. Right.
Before you go, we'll leave you our business phone number. Ronnie will write it for you.
Oh, okay.
My crayon ring.
She has a crayon ring.
It writes, yes. It's crayon. It's got. It's made of crayon.
That's excellent.
That is excellent.
That's how we sign our autographs. We get so many people.
Is that a crown ring, too?
No, I left mine in the car.
Yeah. I hope you didn't leave it on the dashboard.
So yeah, I just had a question. Is this a new character on the show, Peeping Tom?
Yeah, Peeping Tom, outside the window.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi,
Tom. He's representing Voyeurs of America. So
kind of an opposite voice to the Americans for purity.
He's the official opposition to Americans for purity.
Actually, I heard you mention Al from America for Purity. He's one of our biggest customers.
Is he?
Yes, he is. Especially the Ronnie with the hand in the lap. He's got the whole series of those.
Oh, really? Yeah. And the limited edition stuff?
Yes. And he
wow, that hypocritical bastard.
Yeah, we knew it.
What a fucker, eh?
What a prick. His guilt. His guilt is playing on him. He has to reduce what he considers sin in the rest of the world to make up for his sin.
That's right. Good. All right, so let's spark it up. This is Sean Kennedy and on the 26-hour marathon and the rest of the What the Hell crew and Sim and everybody. Let's see what's going on.
It's time for another record. It's ready to listen to Sean Kennedy, the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. Remember when you were a kid and you used to look at all the cool Playboy magazines, you know, and they'd have these women in there with these awesome bodies, and they'd be all sexy and full form and all this kind of shit, and you look at chicks like Betty Page and Marilyn Monroe, you know, they had some good form figure going on, and now you turn to the Hollywood sex symbols, and what do you have? You have stick people! I fucking hate these skinny women! They got on the fucking television, man! Like, holy cow! They're 911 girls! Why? You take them to bed, you get a little more than a little bit excited, shit, you breathe heavy on these women, and it's like, call 911! They're fucking broken. You can't do anything with them. I mean, gee whiz, man, come on. Look at some of these chicks out there. The Cameron adds 10 pounds. Yes, what do they weigh? 11 pounds? Give me a break. They weigh nothing. They have no muscle on their system. They're gross. If I can see your collarbone, okay, I'm sorry, all right? You have to draw the line. So I don't want to see your backbone from the front of you. They have no tits. They have no form. They have no body. I want a woman you can do a couple of rounds with. I mean, if they want to be muscular, that's fine. You want to go crazy with some Grace Jones kind of chick, hey, that's right on. But give me a break with these skinny fucking broads. Women, if you're listening, yeah, like you're listening, but if you are, come on, give me a break. Nobody wants a skinny, skinny broad like that. That's not gonna fucking happen. We don't think it's sexy. It's fucking gross. For Christ's sakes, eat something. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader. For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
You know those girls you see, the ones who are walking down the street and they act like they're fucking blonde bimbos? They're not bimbos. I have a newsflash for you. They're not bimbos. This is who I'm talking to right now. Yo, bimbo, put on some headphones, crank it up to fucking 12 and let me blow your mind. Why are you acting stupid? There's no reason for you to act stupid. Guys don't like it when you're stupid. Shut up. Will you snap the fuck out of it? Come on. You don't have to play this fucking role, okay? Year 2000, whole new beginning, new rules, people are evolving. Why don't you evolve with them? There's
nothing sexier than a woman with a fucking purpose or with a brain in her head. Nothing. Yet all these chicks insist on getting breast implants. Why the fuck are you getting a breast implant? Give me a fucking break. If you're doing it because you want to like the way you look, then fine. That's fine. That's fine. If that's what you want to do, you want to get that implant because it thinks, I like the way it looks. Bullshit. You do not like the way it looks. You like the way it makes men look at you. That's why you're doing it. If you're doing it because you're going to be a porn star, you're going to do it because you're going to be a stripper, fine. Fucking go hard, retard, make money any way you want. That's fine, okay? But stop acting fucking dumb. I realize there's some stupid people out there, and some of them happen to be women. But a grand majority of them at an early age, like 15, you think it's uncool to be smart. You think it's uncool to look like you're into math. So I really like math, but, you know, the guys won't like me, and I don't want to appear nerdy. Fuck it, appear nerdy. Why don't you appear so nerdy that you're going to make six figures when you get out of fucking school? That's the idea. That's the key. It's because knowledge is fucking power. And if you sit there and pretend stupid, then that makes you fucking powerless, doesn't it? If you're dumb, you're powerless. And give me the honest to God truth. Honest to God. Aren't you a little bit sick of being powerless? Aren't you a little bit sick of being a fucking rape victim? Aren't you a little sick of being one of the people that just get brushed aside and said, this is man business, honey? Well, then give me a fucking break. Snap the fuck out of it. My name is Sean Kennedy. I am the fucking man.
I can't believe I'm letting you do this to me.
Hi, this is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio.
You to the fire!
All right, let's tell these people a little something about cult.
You people have been chosen to reveal our existence to the world. You will witness what happens here today, and you will tell of it later. All eyes to the front.
Now's a good time to fuck it up.
Shut your fucking mouth!
I'm bisexual. I mean anything, but I'm just sexual.
Well, I'm glad I've got your attention. We gathered you here today because you people need to bear witness to the truth. The truth that is the cult. We have tried before to mention to you the fact that we were coming as an insurgence of power. You need to understand that now is the time. You were not ready before, but you better be ready now.
Now you will receive us.
But do not ask for your poor or your hungry.
We do not want your tired and sick.
It is your corrupt weak claim.
It is your evil that will be sought by us.
With every breath, we shall hunt them down.
Each day, we will spill their blood till it rains down from the skies.
Do not kill. Do not rape. Do not steal. These are principles which every man of every faith can embrace.
These are not polite suggestions. These are codes of behavior. And those of you that ignore them will pay the dearest cost.
There are varying degrees of evil. We are due lesser forms of filth, not to push the bounds and cross over into true corruption, into our domain.
But if you do, one day you will look behind you and you will see we three. And on that day, you will reap it.
And we will send you to whatever God you wish.
And shepherds we shall be, for thee, my Lord, for thee. Thou hast descended forth from thy hand.
May
swiftly carry out thy command. So we shall flow ever forth to thee, and teeming with souls shall it ever be.
In nomine patri,
et fili,
spiritus sancti.
There are no victims in cults.
The concept is this, basically. The whole nation has to be put together as a family. And we're going to walk on this nation. We're going to walk on this power structure. And we're going to say to the whole damn government, stick them up, motherfucker. This is a hold-up. We come for what's ours.
Rant Radio and Cult. We're as sick of it as you are.
Hey, Dad!
Anyhow, the thought that I was going along, there's a lot of humor that comes out of the Lower Mainland.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I mean, there's a lot of famous Canadians that I'm sure most of the rest of the world may not be sure and may not know that the people are Canadian. But, of course, Canadians know that they're Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole shitload of comedy that comes out of Canada. And right here in the Lower Mainland, you've got User Friendly, Iliad's in New West.
Yep.
We're here in the bunker in Burnaby.
The Burnaby bunker.
Burnaby bunker. I've been watching Shoutcast, and one of the most popular comedy/talk stations that is listed there is from somewhere here in the Lower Mainland, Rant Radio. I don't know if you've heard of them or not, but they put it this way: they've got a bigger server than us, and they max it out.
Oh, really?
They're like always maxed out whenever I see them. They're there's all sorts of shit going on here online. Kind of we're usually about 10 years behind the States technology-wise, but for a place that is in that position, boy, have we got a lot of shit going on.
We only say about Vancouver is that it's one of the most technologically advanced places in North America and perhaps the world.
Hi, my name's Mike Wason, and I'm from Can Radio. I have a problem. I was watching a music video just the other day. Something I heard caught me by surprise. The video that I was watching, whose name of it doesn't really matter, had words removed or replaced by ones deemed more appropriate by the government. Now I have an unedited version of the song, and it sounded nothing like the one on TV. Now what I'm upset about is, what gives the government the right to alter the message that I'm listening to? Whether it is from the radio, TV, or some other way, it's just not right. Now, I could be a person listening in the middle of the day and hear something totally different than a person listening in the middle of the night. Now, some people might argue that this does not change the meaning of the message, but it is more than that. It destroys some of the background and personality information you can gain from listening to something that is not edited. It is no wonder why that in society today does not know how to communicate with each other anymore. Because do you know why? Well, they don't know how. We've all been nullified by listening to prepared broadcasts on radio and TV, where the communication and views of the people have been filtered down to a point where the message that is being sent out is not the message that the creator intended it to be. I feel that the future will lie in internet broadcast, whether it be by internet radio or internet TV, to promote the real message and unedited views of people and what they have to say. I'm Mike Wason from CanRadio.com. What the hell?
You know what, I get up in the morning and I look around at the world around me, you know what I see? I see a world filled with poison, I see a world filled with venom, I see a world that got taken over by corporations, we don't have any choice left anymore. I see a world where people are being driven to the last notch, I see a world where fucking 6-year-old kids are shooting each other in the fucking throat because the media taught them to. That's what I see, and you know what, I'm sick of it. I don't want to see it anymore, and that's why it's got to start.
Now! I'm talking about the cult, I'm talking about getting together as a group and organizing, I'm talking about Deckers, I'm talking about vampires, flesh trippers, Ronin, I'm talking about the gargoyles. I'm talking about the whole fucking crowd of us all getting together and rallying under one giant fucking K. Why? Because I'm Sean Kennedy and I'm the fucking man and I'm the man who's going to bring a whole new system into being. I don't think it's time that we sit back and try to get it going on with another delegation system. I don't think democracy works. I think what we need is another king. I think what we need is we need something to be done. We need action to be taken. We need action to be taken just to protect ourselves. Never mind anything else. When was the last time you thought your neighbors actually gave a shit about you? Well, what if the online community actually got
got together, actually got organized. That's right, the kind of shit that the CIA's been fucking afraid of for years. Whenever a hacker pops up, they're a super terrorist! You think that's good? You think that's the way to go? I don't think so, Holmes. I don't think that's what you want. I don't think you want to be taken away to some fucking jail cell somewhere and locked away after all your rights realized to be gone and nothing but a piece of paper that was long since forgotten anyway. You think that's what you want? No, it's not what you want. You want to be real. You'd like to be part of a community. You'd like to be somewhere where people actually give a shit about you, and that's exactly what we're gonna do. Because I am sick to fucking death of all the crap that's been going on in the world. I am sick to death of just ranting and doing nothing about it. The time has come to get organized, and that time is now. If you want more information about cults, you want to get involved, email me at Kennedy@rantradio.com, and I'll set you right the fuck up. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man. PSINet tried to fuck us and shut everything down, even though everyone's trying to stop us, even though the FCC is knocking on the door. It's the Rant Radio 26 fucking hour marathon, where we can see how many curse words we can say in just over one day. It's gonna be a good time. Stick around, lots more coming.
All right.
And we're back on.
And we took a little break there for the little photo
now
shoot.
If you'll also notice that there's a significant portion of individuals now missing.
Yeah.
All I have to say is, and I've said this before they left. I don't know if anyone heard me. I have to say this now. I have never been, like, witness to the birth of a new form of kink.
McKink.
McKink.
Makes you almost want to choke your McChicken, almost.
Almost.
You know,
oh, my God.
I never would have thought that somebody could capture with photographs, especially using the surface textures of Grimace,
yeah.
with photographs, could capture what H.R. Giger captured with oils.
Yeah, that about sums it up.
Well, the only thing
I mean, it was... It's an erotic landscape, basically.
The only thing I can think of is McCheesecake.
I'm not even going there. That's a new low even for me.
Wow.
Oh, man.
What do you say to that?
Wow.
No, wow doesn't quite cover it. I'm sorry. That's just...
Oh, man.
That's what we call listener involvement.
Listener involvement. Yes.
Yeah, we like to see that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
More
yeah,
of
we
it.
Do. More of
More
it.
More of it. We want
more of it.
Any
time.
Like that.
So that that perked up our evening.
By the way, not to get too personal, this is going back on some of the conversation I had earlier where, you know, I was talking about the blue wig and
No.
Let's just say that, you know,
pink was wearing the blue wig.
I know. I'm just thinking. I was thinking about this, and I was kind of saying, you know, pink is a much nicer color.
There you go.
Pink is. Well, anyone that's even remotely interested in anime had a rough time.
Yeah. Well, actually, me and Brian were going back when she was here last night. Sorry, Projectile Vomit Man and myself. We're going back to, and this is one you know, UFO.
Ooh. UFO.
Remember those two chicks in the moon base command?
Oh, yeah. All right, you're on the What the Hell Show 26-hour marathon. Who is this?
Prophet Nixter.
Hey, Prophet Mr. Nixter.
Thanks for sticking with us.
Quick on the draw with those webcam shots, slapping that together.
Yeah, I heard that you needed some, so I just wanted to get it up there for people because I know what it's like not to get onto the webcam.
Oh, yeah, so that's available for everyone. They can see what they've missed.
So nice of you to share.
And oh,
yeah. And you know those shots are collector's items because those two artists are notoriously shy.
Yeah, they're very hard to get shots of.
Oh, yeah.
They're both posted on the Prophet site, too.
Oh, excellent.
That was
quick.
Because
it's part of art, right? Prophets are about art.
Yep.
So that's very great. Just remember, one of them is Sean's wife.
Oh, yeah.
So everyone...
Didn't say anything bad.
That's right. Be nice in the IRC.
Be very careful.
Or you will die.
Remember, he will hunt you.
Yes, he will hunt you down.
Mukula Makala. That's like, what did he say? What he said doesn't make any sense. He said, the forest came alive and ate him. Bullshit, that's not what he said.
the fucking man,
as
even-tempered as he's becoming in his old age, doesn't take well to having his creations kind of jump around and bite him in the ass.
So just to keep thank you for doing that and say what the hell.
What the hell?
All right. So they're off to do a photo shoot at
McDonald's for real.
They are not lying.
They are not lying.
They're doing a McDonald's
photo shoot. I am serious. You here tonight on Rant Radio have been witness to the birth of a new form of kink.
Mick Kink.
Mick Kink. Only here on What the Hell.
Can you see this quality? Like, we're keeping up the quality throughout the whole marathon.
Where else are you going to find such quality art?
We're pushing the envelope. We have gone through it.
Envelope torn apart.
We are dragging the art and the porn world, kicking and screaming into the 21st
century. We are.
That's right. Yep. This is a thing.
I thought you could also combine art and commercialism as well. What a novel concept.
Yep. And this is the kind of thing you saw in the early late 80s, early 90s movies. It's actually coming true now. You used to see that kind of makeup and wigs and dresses. And
yeah.
Never thought it would
hang
come true like
hang
that.
On, hang on a second. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah you did.
Yep. That's right.
Exactly
that.
That.
Yep.
Yes.
So Drex and the fucking man and the two girls have gone off to do the photo shoot.
That was Ronnie Red.
And
Betty
Blue. And Sean may not be back. He probably won't be back.
And if you wonder why,
don't ask.
Yeah, just don't wonder.
Just don't stop wondering now. Throw on the brakes.
Drex will probably be back.
Drex will be back.
Yeah. Drex will be back
unless basically Drex is going to probably, I don't know, maybe go
develop the pictures.
develop
the pictures and maybe, you know, commit a violation against the Americans for Purity.
Hi, Dad. I'm in jail.
I like it here.
I
brought my pictures. And
yes, they forgot. My parents forgot to take off the door.
Yes, thank you, Emperor Chang.
That's a quote we're going to start using.
It's Emperor Chang. Hi, Dad. I'm in jail. My parents neglected to take off my bedroom door, and I'm in jail. Yes.
And I like it.
And I like it here.
Yeah.
And Farble left us.
Yes,
and
yes
Farble is tired.
Okay. He stayed
quite
a long time. Breakfast till now.
And he made the most bitching blueberry pancakes I've had in a long fucking time.
Very, very tasty. They were very good.
Much appreciated.
It was. This has been an amazing fucking turnout here at the 26-hour Rant Radio Marathon.
Yeah, 26 hours, and we're into just past 7 p.m., and
we
have 4 hours left. We're in the last 4 hour stretch, and somebody's back. Oh. Hi, you're at the door, Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's girl on the left.
All right, girl on the left. Yeah.
All right, we have made up for the lack of estrogen
that's
just left.
The hits just keep on coming.
It's just amazing.
It's just one hit after another.
See, this show brings in the chicks. It's amazing, right?
Yeah. Name another site that gives you this quality.
Whatever.
Yeah, hey.
You take what you can get, right?
Yeah. Careful. Careful.
No, careful.
Danger, danger.
Danger,
Will Robinson. Danger.
Okay, so I'm gonna go get the door. Talks amongst yourselves, and
like, What do you say? I mean, this has been probably one of the most unique experiences of my life.
This is truly
No, wait a second. I shouldn't say that it's probably...
No, do not share your most unique experience.
No, I wasn't going to say that. I was just going to say, I hope this has been a unique experience. Like, as in, I never want to do this again.
I don't know about you. I don't know exactly about you, Uncle Dak, but I've been on an emotional roller coaster ride here. I mean, I've laughed... I've cried. I've grown as a person.
I would see the show again and again.
It was much better than Cats.
Girl on the left. Woo!
Yes, there's a webcam. There certainly is a webcam.
Girl on the left.
And we're...
Witness the carnage.
That is M&M's, yep.
Gone in a while. They're going to turn to milk chocolate M&M's, not plain.
Oh, no. All right, we got a caller. Hi, you're live on Rant Radio, 26-hour marathon. Who's this?
Hey, man, it's Swan Zero.
Say that again.
Swan Zero.
Swan Zero.
Oh, excellent. What's up?
Not much. I was calling to say what's up and stuff. How long have you guys been doing this for?
We have been doing this for in the last 4 hours.
We started at...
So 22 hours.
22 hours.
It's insane, man. It is insane.
Yes, we are insane, and I can't believe it's been 22 hours already.
Some people have taken a break, but Sim, your old Uncle Dak, and 200% sexy projectile vomit man have been awake for the full 22 hours plus of this show.
Yeah, this is Sumerian that you're talking to with the phone.
I sent you in a graphic a few days ago. You said you put it up, but you haven't put it up yet.
I haven't put it up. You're all pissed off,
right? Really happy.
I'm not pissed off.
Deprivation.
I was just wondering, like, what's up?
Well, you can imagine that it's pretty busy and hectic here. I had to get ready for the show, so eventually it will all be put up.
Okay, that's cool.
So fear not. It's all going up. So you want to ask a question, or you just wanted to talk about your graphic and thing?
What happened to those McGirls or something?
They are actually gone to McDonald's to do more of the photo shoots.
Fucking man.
And if you go on the IRC, you can see the webcam shots.
And if you're really lucky, maybe later you will actually get to see some of the photo shoots. Some of the McKink we were talking about.
Probably one at the McDonald's place. We will see. We will see if you will see the McKink up on the webpage. But that is up to Sean Kay.
Sean Kay and
Enki.
No, it's up to Ronnie Red.
That's
and
true. And Betty
Blue.
Blue. That is true. It's their photos.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to it.
Many people,
should quickly explain, you know, briefly for the girl on the left.
Well, we'll just hang up on this guy. Okay, so is that it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, say what the hell?
What the hell?
Okay, we're just going to turn off the phone for a bit here. So we're going to fill in girl on the left. It's been 22 hours.
We took a great leap forward mere moments ago, expanding the boundaries of both eroticism and art.
Yep. In the form of a new form of basically eroticism in the form of
commercialized.
McKink is essentially erotic photography of Ronald McDonald and Grimace.
Yes, joke's been done.
There you go, you are on.
Girl on the left, you're now live. Say hello to all our Rant Radio listeners out there.
Hello.
Oh, turn on your mic.
Turn on your mic.
There you go.
Damn.
Want to try that again?
Try it again.
Hello, all you millions of eager listeners out there who I'm sure are out there
awaiting
our every word, yes.
Yep. Finally, the girl on the left has returned to Rant Radio Studios.
Yeah.
Girl on the left.
This is your first appearance in the new studios, isn't it?
Girl on your left, this is Ronan Medic.
Ronan Medic,
hello? This is Girl on the Left.
Is this the first meeting?
I believe we've met before.
Once before, long ago,
in a galaxy far, far away. I think it was the Netherverse.
She had cinnamon buns on her head right at that time.
Yeah, Princess Leia, all that. No, just kidding. If you want to take,
when I had the old haircut. I'm probably
there's the pictures. If you're really wondering what the hell just happened.
Uh huh.
Yep.
Anyway, get a close look to see if you can tell who they are.
One of them's the dark one. And the other one is Quoth.
And bear in mind, we really had a serious, in-depth discussion of
about art.
Yes, it was all about art.
Yeah, and nothing but art.
Some of
so
the Rant Radio
God.
Listeners went a little bit further, but we didn't grace those people with even a mention. But they've calmed down. It's all good now.
And I have to say, you know, comparisons have been made between our two artist friends there, and Andy Warhol and H.R. Giger.
It's kind of a cross melding of the two art forms.
Commercializing.
Yeah.
There you go.
Anyway,
so what's
speaking
up?
Speaking of art,
yes,
you should check the email at info@rantradio.com.
I can do that right
made,
now.
I just made a whole bunch of desktop icons
for you
lucky cult fans out there.
Oh.
One for each of the clans.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, they will love that.
Oh.
So now you can customize your Rant Radio shortcut to whatever your personal
clan
affiliation is.
Yeah, so you can put on your email, you can put it on the web, the stream to Rant Radio, you can make it a little clickable icon.
Yeah, it's both the small and large icons so that, you know, if you're reading in list format, they'll still show up.
There we go.
And really, this had to be done.
It was a logical step forward.
The next thing would be to create a full-fledged Rant Radio desktop, cult desktop theme.
Oh, they've done that. Oh, a full theme. No, not a full theme, but we've got desktops. So it's just a combination. Somebody needs to put it all together.
You know, maybe one of our enterprising listeners out there might want to consider what exactly cult fonts would look like.
Yeah! Wow,
that would take
dark and splattery. I think.
Dark and splattery.
Try to imagine.
I think it might actually depend on which clan they were depicting.
Representing. I think pretty much most of them would look something along the lines of a cross between a.
Very cool.
Those are nice.
Rorschach test.
Between a Rorschach test and basically the splatter effect you get from a human head being shot in the back with a 9mm silenced.
or being hit with a shovel.
With a shovel, yes.
Okay.
You don't get that same splatter effect. That's the problem.
Well, you got to get the bone chips.
Phone is on now. Phone is on.
Phone
I turned it back on.
Girl
we just
on
had
left.
To fill in
I
girl
see
and
you
left.
Brought something.
I brought. Okay, I brought Oreos.
Those are not Japanese Oreos.
But I also brought
sugar.
Rice crackers. They're supposed to have icing on them.
Oh,
although
God, sugar.
They're sort of. And yet they're oddly savory. I find they don't quite agree with me. But if any of you guys are willing to try them.
I'll take a try on them. No. I mean, they don't look too bad.
But you know, you've seen the table here. You know that we're all about to go into diabetic coma.
Look at the stack of Dr. Peppers up there. Can you see it?
Yes.
That
was the first thing I noticed coming in, actually.
We haven't even touched the Dr. Peppers in the fridge.
62 of them.
Do you see virtually anything on the table that is not sugar-related in some fashion?
Pizza's not sugar-related.
That's true.
That's
pizza,
one.
Pizza dip. Let's
no,
see.
No,
there's...
There's the
floating
monitors.
Candles. I don't know.
The
monitors are not sugar related.
Which aren't too sugary.
Food items.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured you guys would have more chips and stuff. I
mean, like the ones that are.
You mean the empty bowl under the table?
Yeah, there's a bowl.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, and I see some old Dutch in the corner there.
They're interesting.
They're.
They've got a soy sauce kind of taste.
It's like taking something savory and putting icing on it. It's an odd combination.
it's not bad.
But it's not particularly
good either.
I just
had sushi, thanks. I'll pass.
Okay, does it have any English on it?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes,
does it have a spin on it?
It says rice, palm oil, that would be for the icing, sugar, salt, spices.
Spices.
Miscellaneous spices.
Yeah, spices, which means damn near anything.
What is this on my boot? I don't know. I throw
tastes
it
like iced air.
Iced
air.
Iced salted
so in other words,
ice air.
Salted air, yeah.
Air shouldn't crunch.
Yeah. Much like tuna.
Actually, it has a distinct styrofoam,
texture
to it.
Emperor Chang says, should I see if I can make Dax sick?
Hey, go for it.
You got a gross story? It's going to be tough by just words alone.
Words, you can't do it. It can't be done.
Well, Emperor Chang, there's the challenge.
There's the challenge. Phone in, the lines are open.
Whip it out.
Whoa, just got a little testosterone thick in here, didn't we?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, something's flowing rather thick anyways.
So, I'm finishing off this thing here.
Whoa. That's a girl on the left. That was quite interesting.
So, the hardcore is here, girl on the left, myself, Dak, and Projectile Vomit Man, Mr. Echo, and Test Rider. Two people on the internet set up through the whole thing.
Wow.
Yep. And a lot of them set up. It took about 5 hours sleep, 6 hours sleep, but they don't count because they're not hard.
Girl on the left, I've been awake since 8 o'clock yesterday morning.
Me?
Yeah.
10.
That's because you're insane.
No, that was because I had to move my girlfriend, then I had to go to work.
She's not that heavy.
No, not that big.
Notice he said awake.
And for my next trick, Ronin Medic gets tied into a knot. Your choice.
Take note. He's
or Bo.
Take note of the
make him a poodle. Make him a poodle.
Take note of the fact that he said awake, not conscious.
Ah.
Oh yeah.
Awake means eyes open, right?
There was a point. No lie. When I went in to go take that shower, where if I didn't go take the shower, I was going to die. I'm not making that up. I was going to pass out because I was unable to speak at that moment. I asked. It took me seriously. No lie, Sam. It took me at least 3 minutes to work out the words to ask you, "Can I have a shower?" No, I had. No. We're not talking get up the energy. We're talking figure out the words I was supposed to use.
It's a C word.
What?
Chinook.
Clean.
Clean. Something to do with clean. Definitely
water clean. Water clean, please. Water clean, please.
Can. That's
can,
it.
Can.
Individual. Can. Myself. It's such a small word.
First person.
First syllable.
No.
The phone lines are open. I don't know what people are like, open the phone lines, open the phone lines. And it's quiet. Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Daisy.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio, 26-hour marathon. Who's this?
Hi, it's the Playboy Bunny here.
Hey, Playboy Bunny.
Haven't seen you for a while.
Thanks for turning your phone back on.
No problem. Anytime. Well, we had to bring the girl on the left up to speed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, she just dropped in, and there's not much to bring up to speed. We haven't been talking about anything for the past 22 hours, but certain events just happened, and you know.
That require explanation.
Yes, it required Mick explanation, King. I'm sure you know.
Mick King.
Oh, really?
So did you see the pictures?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Pretty interesting, huh?
I'd say.
So
what's your take on Mick Kink?
Hmm?
What is your take on Mick Kink?
She has no clue. Okay, what did you phone in about?
Oh, just to phone in. I haven't phoned in yet, so.
Oh, okay. You've never phoned in before?
No.
No, I don't recognize your voice. So, yeah, because I know I've seen you in the IRC a lot.
Yeah.
So, but this is the first time you're a Rant Radio telephone virgin, then.
For sure.
And you now have been de-virginized. There you go.
De-virginized.
De-flowered.
Thank you.
De-flowered.
Thank you, girl on the left.
So when is Sim going to do that strip show for me and
Aspen?
When am I going to do the strip show?
Well,
I have to clear out the house first and make sure that your IP has exclusive rights to the webcam, and that takes a lot of setup, so I don't know if it'll get done tonight.
Oh, all right.
I know. Maybe I'll just send you through ICQ, the strip show.
All right. Well, that's about all I got to say.
Okay, so you know what to say.
Yeah, what the hell?
That's right.
Look at that, he's got him trained. Isn't that cute?
Amazing.
Just like little monkeys.
Has Sean Kay dropped by at all?
Oh, Sean Kay's been here for a while, but I don't think we're going to see him for the rest of the night.
Based on those pictures?
No.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, I was just wondering.
Yeah, he was here for the whole time, except for 5 hours,
where
between the hours of 6... Between the hours of 7, I think he told us. 7 and 12, he left.
Yeah,
we were, you know, drifting in and out of consciousness during those times.
It was actually interesting. There was about a 6-hour period where we lost our short-term memory.
It was gone.
I'm not kidding. We couldn't remember anything
about
that happened 10 minutes before. No. We could remember 3-4 hours back, but we couldn't remember 10 minutes before.
The only thing
we're hoping we weren't repeating ourselves.
Not only
ourselves.
That, but we lost our short-term memory, and I'm not sure whether we've got it back yet.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, the
so
only
maybe
thing
I'm
you guys
not
even remembered was, I think, the German and the dolphin.
Yeah, that was
yeah.
it. That was
okay,
freaky.
Okay, so incidentally, Sim, have you checked your email?
Yeah, I looked at the icons. They're awesome.
All right, okay,
awesome
so
icons.
We have more than 10 minutes then. Okay.
Yep. Yep. All right. I looked at them. They're primo. Very nice looking. They've reduced down to something that is identifiable.
The 32x32 standard icons.
Yep. 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 Very nice. Full colors. So, did you listen to on any of the show?
I can't.
Oh, you can't.
You know why?
Why?
Because
computers
last
fucked
weekend,
up,
last weekend, I got this thing called a Wacom Graphire. Basically, it's a pen tablet. Pen tablets are great if you're trying to do artwork on. That's why I was able to whip those things up so quick. I was able to do the retouching really fast.
Oh, wow, yeah.
But, you know, I was having a little trouble getting the drivers installed. So Anki, being ever helpful, says, hey,
use Linux?
Why don't we... No.
No.
Okay.
No drivers.
No, no. No, he says...
Definitely no drivers.
He says, you know, why don't we just... why don't we install Windows 2000 on your computer?
Good suggestion. Maybe it'll work.
Maybe it'll work, yeah. If we can't get the drivers to work for Windows 98, let's get it to work for Windows 2000.
Sure.
Well, we install Windows 2000, and now nothing works. I have no sound.
Uh-oh.
I have...
Less than before.
The driver doesn't work. Yeah, I've got... it's like... And also, I don't have command of my printer or my scanner, which is sort of a problem, seeing as my
You could
parents,
do without the tablet, but...
Well, the parents wanted me to do a little poster project for them for this upcoming family reunion, and they were leaving in about a day and a half.
Can you get it done?
So on Sunday...
No!
So on Sunday, I spent the morning... hunting for the drivers online, desperately trying to get them installed any way I could.
Yeah.
And I spent the afternoon pretty much having a nervous breakdown.
Oh, no.
Until Anki came back and rescued me by partitioning my computer so that I can boot it in both Windows 98 and Windows 2000, neither of which works fully, completely yet.
So you use half and half booting
so
in between.
Exactly. I keep rebooting poor suffering computer. So on one hand I've got command of the printer and the scanner. The other one I've got command of all my other software, and neither of which has audio.
Great. Well, you don't need audio to make artwork. Right?
No, but I do need audio to listen into the show, so I have no idea what you guys have been going on to. That was the whole point of this spiel.
Well, you know, in some cases, that's probably for the best.
Yeah, we were kind of out of it for a while there.
Well,
we've sunk to our lowest points and our highest points at times.
Was great at times.
It's
been an emotional roller coaster.
we reach spiritual
highs.
And basically we crawled through the gutter.
we interviewed Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Possibly
to fill time.
Possibly if what we heard is true earlier this evening, possibly for the last time.
Yep.
Why so? Is his parents sending him off to military school?
We can only be so lucky to reform him.
We should phrase this in the form of it's an allegation.
Yep, allegation.
We'll get to this after the phone call.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio 26-Hour Marathon. Who's this?
Oh, hey, Lieutenant. You know.
Hey, Lieutenant. Tell us your woes. Tell us what's happening in Lieutenant Major Zombie's life.
Oh, my life? I don't know. Kind of sucks right now.
Yeah?
I have to say something. Marion.
Okay.
Sorry to be mean to you and be, like, so rude to you and all that to your show. I'm sorry.
I didn't notice.
We didn't think you were being rude.
We haven't read the IRC faithfully, but I didn't know you were being rude to the show, so...
I don't know, but you're, like, being... When I heard about you, you're, like, you don't like me anymore or something like that.
We have no clue right now. We have no clue what's going on here.
Yeah.
Okay,
we're kind of busy running a show. We let the IRC sort itself out. Yeah, yeah.
We don't run the IRC, Zombie.
No, you got that, like, cult bot in there, whatever you call his name.
Cult bot, yeah, it's run by Mr. Echo. He is the guardian of the IRC. Things go shitty, he corrects it.
Yeah, he kicks me, bans me, everything. I'm like, what the heck, I didn't do nothing.
Well, somebody obviously thought you did, so... I don't know, you might want to talk to Mr. Echo about that.
Mr. Echo.
Yep, Mr. Echo, so he is the guardian of the IRC channel.
Do you have enough Dr. Pepper?
We have way more than necessary Dr. Pepper to kill us.
Sure.
There's still about 100 cans in the fridge.
We've only gone through 50. My blood sugar level is about 0.8.
I think 12 of them.
So. You went through 12? That's not bad, actually. That's
cool.
Pretty good.
Like, then RMA was dropping me left and right, so I got sick. I mean, out of it, so I just, like, kind of went to bed because my dad has called the gas company and all that. You know, so
that's good
about that part, but... Now I'm I'm back on listening to your show.
Excellent.
Getting yelled at.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so say what the hell.
Yeah, what the hell.
What the hell.
Okay.
Another
so
enthralling call from Zombie.
Now, Rancid
he's
Joe,
very sorry about everything he's ever done and ever will do. He doesn't know what he did.
No, okay.
Apparently, Rancid Girl said
he
that
may or may not.
Said
the allegation
it
is that he may or may not be cyber stalking Rancid Girl.
Yeah.
Or at least being a little
not
too
good.
Aggressive.
A little too aggressive to Rancid Girl, who claims that at some point she had somebody else cyber stalk her.
And this is bringing
this
bad flashbacks or something,
flashbacks,
right?
And she didn't like it, at which point, upon her saying this and her saying how upset she was about the
boom,
whole thing.
Boom, the IRC blows
the,
up.
The
and
IRC fell upon him like,
with
like the wrath of God. I, in my worst fit of pique, could not fall upon somebody this hard.
Or this quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Usually it takes at
even
least
gravity takes a few
seconds, to kick up. Yeah, exactly. And it just, bam, he disappeared. I saw a flash of light. I think he was actually moved out of the space-time continuum at a couple of points. It was freaky.
It was kind of creepy.
Yeah. Apparently he asked Rancid Girl to go out with him or something.
A dozen or so times.
Just
we will have to check
over and over and over
we'll
and
have
again.
To ask the check the IRC logs to actually find out if this is true.
Right.
So until such time, we are staying out of it because we're running a show.
Yeah, we
we're
don't
too
care
bloody
about
busy.
We don't care about the drama that's going on
in the
IRC. I mean, if somebody's being bothered, Mr. Echo can take
care
of
it.
Yep. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Stoneness again.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. I was looking around for something to screw with you guys with at this point.
Okay, cool.
And here's what I found. This is out of a book of mathematical recreations that happened to be laying around my room for whatever random reason.
Okay.
Here it goes. Now, supposing that A equals B, then A times B equals A squared, right? Now, A times
yes.
B minus B squared equals A squared minus B squared. Now, also, E times A minus B equals A plus B times A minus B.
Okay, we'd have to have this written out.
I've lost it at this point.
Like, I could probably do it, but
well, basically, what it ends up proving is that 1 equals 2, and it's all very logical math, and it all
oh,
makes
sense.
I've done this.
Actually, I've done this before. I've actually seen this. The first time I had it happen, I laughed for an hour.
Yep, and you have to find where the logic breaks down.
Let's put it in a slightly different context. Let's see. My cat has 4 legs. My dog has 4 legs. Therefore, my dog is my cat.
Yeah, it somehow follows that logic.
Because
and
my dog and my cat both have
4
legs.
They're the same.
Sense.
Hamster or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're a hamster.
By the way, my karma ran over your dogma.
Yeah.
Well,
I think I
did look for something to keep you guys entertained or not entertained at this point.
Well, it's up to the listeners to entertain us now, I think.
We've
done enough.
If it's thank God,
because,
Ronan Medic
because
is here.
Four of the 5 people in the room are actually technically brain dead at this point.
We've lost all capacity to think.
Whoa, okay.
I sent my brain.
I'll give you an idea of how bad we're talking about. He said 4 out of 5 people, and I was like going, "What's wrong with the girl on the left? He's being very unkind." I was like, "Wait a second, there are 5 people in the room."
I forgot to include myself again.
Yeah, that was exactly what happened.
I'm gonna go ahead and issue a challenge. Actually,
okay,
all right. I would bet that I could stay up longer at this point than anyone else in the room over there at this point.
We don't care.
Well, you go for it because when the show's
over,
we're
all leave.
Sleep.
Well, wait a second. Okay, I'll accept that challenge.
Okay.
What we'll do is basically
no
drugs whatsoever. You basically stay up as long as you can, and then your mom will basically tell my mom how long, and my mom will tell you how long I stayed up.
Yeah, Dak had this challenge issued to him, and he won.
How long was it?
Well, I stayed up for 93 hours.
109.
No, but you don't understand. You see, the guy I had challenged went to bed after 16 hours.
And didn't tell him.
So I stayed up for 93 hours. Ha, 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 I won. Good, that's really nice. I had slipped into a coma at the end.
All right, well, what the hell?
What the hell, yep.
From a hole in the ground.
Exactly. I rose, basically floated up to heaven and went,
and there was, oh, God, too early punch.
Yeah, so. Anyway.
But as this was covered, you know, 4 out of the 5 people in the room are technically brain dead at this point, which leaves.
I sent my brain
girl
home.
On the left to lead us.
Yeah, lead us. Support
lead us. Girl.
Support
girl.
The next 3.5 hours.
Lead us, girl on the left. Show us the light.
Trying to think of anything interesting. One thing I've heard is that my personal favorite band, the band that nobody else at Rant Radio give a shit about, the Bare Naked Ladies.
The Bare Naked Ladies, yeah.
They're actually using, they're one of the few bands, they've actually figured out how to use Napster to their advantage.
Really?
I want to hear this.
Done is there, okay, they've got an album coming out, but it's not coming out till like September.
Right.
Okay. What they've done is, all of a sudden, a few days ago, one of their singles started popping up. The single off this upcoming album started popping up on Napster.
Yep.
It was from a user that had a really sweet connection, but only had one song in their library. That one song. Now, of course, of course, a whole horde of Bare Naked Ladies fans downloaded
what?
It.
That?
What?
Click, 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 click.
Exactly.
Yep.
And listen to it. Now, it is the single. It is the first single in its entirety, but it's interrupted at 3 points, that always smack dab in the middle of the chorus by the guy saying, hi, we're the Bare Naked Ladies. We're trying to get our song on Napster.
And preying upon people's laziness, they won't delete out that little message. They'll just keep redistributing
it. Well, I believe there's a few people that are sending them out with the bits chopped out.
Yeah, but it's so flooded now, right?
Well, probably. And in any case, they're fully acknowledging and they think, yeah, as soon as the album comes out, you're going to be able to get all of our songs on Napster.
See, that's the best way to do it. They know how to use it to their advantage.
Exactly. And the thing is, the little audio bits are actually pretty funny, so a lot of people are going to want to keep them in.
That's a collector's item now, right?
Exactly. A lot of Bare Naked Ladies fans, I mean, myself included, when you download bootlegs, which are very common on Napster, actually, you don't download the songs because you've already heard Brian Wilson 15 zillion bloody times. You want to hear the funny little bits they do for the local audience.
Yep.
Because those ones are never the same.
That's right.
So everybody's downloading the thing, and, you know.
That's the way to use it to your advantage.
Absolutely.
And then keep your album very, very secret.
I'm just hoping that Reprise Records doesn't kick their asses over this. Because
yeah,
I have
that's
a
always
feeling
the danger.
They didn't do it with approval. Maybe with their management is Network out of Vancouver, and they're pretty clued in.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Their actual record company is not.
Yeah,
so,
it goes up the chain. They don't want to lose money. It's like, you're giving away songs for free. Oh, my God. No, we're promoting it to hell. It's amazing, right? And Chuck D did that, too. He gave away, like, his whole album before it hit the stores. And against his record company's wishes... And, well, everyone downloaded it, and it went really well, right? But
well, hey,
they said take it off the next day.
But here's
if
the question.
If they were to lose their record contract with Reprise or whatever it is now, it would be like, hey, now we can go with Network Records all the time.
There
hey
you
guys.
Go. Yeah.
But how is
Network
basically,
has,
how's the album selling now that it's...
Oh, it's not,
it's not coming out till September.
Oh.
And Network,
so
Network's
way,
pretty big. Like they
way
can,
in advance. I think the single's coming out. Much, much sooner, but the album...
The actual album itself is not until September.
Yeah. Yeah.
That actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Kind of. In a way that would probably make a lot more sense
if
I was conscious.
Yeah.
So, you can see we've got the 4 monitors hooked up there. Kinda,
yeah, we don't have the giant TV screen with the IRC scrolling across.
No.
So that's why we can't monitor the IRC, and that's why we're not sort of making funny commentary about the various things that people
that we
are
used to do.
Saying,
but
yeah.
What I'm going to do is get an output from the computer and hook it up to a couple TVs strategically placed about the room. So, like one at the end
instead
of that
of
couch mounted at the wall.
And have the exact same thing on it.
Well, it's kind of cool looking,
actually,
right?
I would like to, you got the sort of
like they have at the
future
like
shop
HMV kind of
thing.
And stuff,
yeah. Actually, you know what I'd like you to do? Get at least 2 more. Then you have like the tower of power there. You
oh,
know?
Yeah. I'm getting as many as I can get my hands on.
Yeah, how common are Commodore 64
very,
monitors?
Very common.
And
you can get them for about $25.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
I'm like, no, those are amazing monitors. As you can see, it's very crystal clear.
Yeah,
it's very
sharp.
Good,
actually.
And $25, you cannot go wrong.
Nope.
And if I get enough, I'm going to get a demultiplexer and make it one picture.
Ooh.
Like one picture, so it's like each corner is like it's divided
that
up.
That would hurt a lot.
Just, yeah, you've seen them in the malls,
yes.
Right? And you get a whole wall of them, right? I want to get 9. That's a nice size.
Yep.
I might have to take them out of the box because it'll look all really weird and split up, but maybe not.
Actually, I kind of like the idea of it being split up. That's kind of that fucked, basically.
Weird look. It would look actually pretty cool all split up, too.
Just don't ever do one thing. Don't ever, like, put our faces individually in each one of them.
That would take multiple cameras, and I don't have that much money.
Hollywood the Brady Bunch.
Oh, God.
Actually, I was going for that. That's a good one, but I was actually going for that.
Wait. I'll take Uncle Dak for the vlog.
I just don't care, just as long as I get to be center square.
Is that the phone? No, I'm hearing things.
Goldberg?
No, I want to whoop Goldberg.
Here's the story of a radio station.
That's right. So there's the phone line.
Many youth across the world.
There's the phone line. We've got 3.5 hours to go, and the phone line's open.
Of mold,
like their shoulders.
So let's say see who's in the house right now to kill some time. Gargoyle, Mr. Echo, Brian from Geekneck, Cenobite, Ofi Dofi, Deckers, Format RR, Test Rider, Gargoyle, Adam, Nomads, Buck X, Half, and Half Elf. I think that's the same person. Prophets, Nixter, Rancid Girl, Scribe, Smokehouse, Zerstor, Ronan Burns, Vampire, Fear Machine, Prophets, Spidey, and we've got Dragons, Demon Seed, DJ Intensity, Ellis from Geek News, Emperor Chang, KG, Emperor Chang, or Ellis.
Ellis.
Speaking of which, we simply, Girl on the Left has to see the picture of Ellis.
Yeah, Ellis, the OG, guy. The original gangster there.
Oh my God, yep. Let's see if I can get back to them.
Ah, American Stupidity.
Yeah, that
apparently
was mighty.
That must have been an interesting interview.
Oh, you haven't heard it, eh?
So they're for real, eh? They're not like a joke group.
I think they're for real.
You know what I've noticed? The guy was laughing and taking in good humor all the insults Sean was saying. So there was a part of me that's wondering, maybe they're doing this basically to just see what kind of a rise they can get out of the internet. In which case, Rant Radio was had.
We were had.
But it made for a damn good interview.
It made for the most hysterical interview I've ever heard. He went thermonuclear, and he kept his words together. That was the most amazing part. He flipped out, but he was coherent.
It was amazing.
That's the thing with Sean. Like most, if I get flustered, I completely go nonverbal.
Wow, subtitles, cool.
That's not
a little too much
picture.
Anime there, Girl on the Left.
Just hang on a second, turn them around. The subtitles.
If Ellis could post the links to, there it is. Thank you very much. And we'll show you, he's a scary guy. Scary looking guy, not bad, just scary. Like you don't want to run into this guy. He will kill you.
What's up?
Hey, it's the nostril cam.
Yeah, and there's another one, too, as equally intimidating.
Actually, the other one intimidates more than this one.
Yep.
The other one was doing.
I'm looking at that. I'm like, I can almost hear the Shaft music starting up.
Yep.
Did you go see that?
No, I have not. I have seen Chicken
hilarious.
Run.
How was it?
How was Chicken Run?
Chicken Run is, well, it's.
Mel Gibson film I want to see this summer.
Like I said, it's not as manic as Wallace and Gromit because, of course, they have to stretch it out over the course of an hour. And I have a feeling because I haven't seen the movie The Great Escape that probably a lot of stuff went over my head.
I've
told this joke before. Sorry to interrupt, but I heard this interview with Nick Parks that is just insane. Parks is describing himself selling this to the studio. And he goes in and he says, well, you have to imagine, it's kind of like, and this is like total Cockney accent.
Yeah.
It's kind of like The Great Escape, but with chickens. And they're like, uh-huh.
Could you elaborate on Mr. Park?
Could you elaborate on that, Mr. Park? No.
That's about it.
That's pretty much it. No, you were saying.
Yeah, it's like I said. So it is. It
did
is,
they have
it,
that song?
They only had one. They only have one sort of anything. It's like a musical number, and they're sort of. It's more like
a jazz
dance. It's more like the chickens are swing dancing. They're not breaking out into song. Thank God.
I've seen it all now.
Yep.
It's
Kink.
It's definitely a takeoff on Jump, Jive, and Whale. I mean, it would have been even funnier if they'd done it like a takeoff on the Gap commercials. But you can't have it all. Have you seen the speaking of commercials?
Yeah.
Have you seen the Burger King ads that go with it?
Yes.
You know,
save the chop. I mean Whoppers. Yes.
Yeah. Save the chickens. Eat a Whopper.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's like, you know, next, and so. So I imagine perhaps Nick Park's next project is going to be
big.
Is going to be
big. Big.
If you can tell, the thing is, I find myself thinking, you know, back in the 60s, there were all these people that were raised when Bambi first came out, and they all have traumatic memories of seeing Bambi's mother die.
Don't go into the woods.
I'm sure there are now thousands upon thousands of small children that are
are going to spawn video again.
That are definitely going to go vegetarian. There's going to be a whole wave of vegetarianism caused by this movie.
I just had a frightening thought. What if Park's next project is an action picture based on cows with guns?
Cows say tongue. Here we come.
you've heard that song on the radio.
We own it.
It's like
very funny song.
Yeah, it's like between that and Babe. Yeah, between that and Babe, you know, vegetarianism is going to take a big upswing in about 10 years. You know, it's like you got Robotech, and right now there's like this huge wave of popularity of anime. You've got all these things. It's very humanistic.
Has Princess Mononoke? Oh, how do you say that?
Mononoke
been released on video yet or DVD?
I honestly don't know. I think
because I didn't get a fucking chance to go see.
I know. Neither did I. I totally wanted to go see it. The one chance I would have had to go see it. I didn't go, and then I found out the theater had been flooded out. So it is God himself was working against me.
You will not see it.
Exactly. So
the fates conspired against you.
Well, he threw a couple of lightning bolts at me. I fired off a few rounds. You're basically not talking now, and that's all I'm going to say about him.
Well, and I know that it's being released on DVD. So it probably is going to be. It's got to be released on video as well.
Yeah.
But I saw something. Apparently,
I own a DVD.
It was on Flash.com. Today, actually, saying
really?
That it's going to be released with the French and English soundtracks, but not with the Japanese ones.
Oh, forget that. Go import then.
Because the what they want is they're worried that because the prices would be lower in the States for the DVDs, that they'll be sort of pirated back into Japan if they've got the original Japanese soundtrack. Because the price of any kind of media in Japan is fucking insane.
Oh, really?
We're kind of spoiled here in BC because we basically pay the lowest prices
in North America
for any kind of CDs.
Pretty much,
the
world?
It's the world. Sam the Record Man.
Well, for legal ones, anyways.
Street.
Yeah.
In Vancouver, Seymour Street is the lowest price in the world.
Well, they
I know
to,
they beat A&B Sound by 10 cents.
They're right next to the A&B Sound location.
That's right,
so.
And they beat it by 10 cents. That is the lowest price in the world.
Well, for legal ones, at least.
Yeah, for legal ones, yes.
But the thing is, over in Japan, like, you see the prices on CDs in Japan, from as far as I can tell, like, you're going to end up spending about $30 for your average Britney Spears piece of crap.
So yeah. That's her single, or that's her...
single. Oh.
I think the singles, like... Probably, the singles run for, probably going to run for about ballpark 15, I believe.
Oh, my
Hit
God.
Hit my wallet one more time.
Yeah.
A lot of people in Japan are on that.
I made another crappy album.
there is actually a parody version circulating on Napster that is, because her latest single sounds abso-fucking-lutely identical to Hit Me Baby One More Time. It's so close.
Why break tradition?
Same key, it's using the same instruments, and the choruses are so identical you could splice them together, and it would take you a couple minutes to figure out what was wrong.
Explains the remix.
Only if you heard that.
Remix friendly.
Mix
them back and forth.
Slightly.
Yep.
Just a little bit.
Wow, explains the title of the song. Oops, I did it again, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like she, I think she's, you know, she's about 13 and a half minutes in, I think she realized when she put that one up.
Yeah, about a minute and a half left on that one.
The only time we took a break was today. We put on
Brainwashing 5,
which is an hour long, and we went down to 7-Eleven.
To get a couple
but
of
we came
snippers.
Back. When there's 20 minutes left, and we took it off and went back in the air. People were going, I want the live stuff. We had to take a break, people. Jeez. 26 hours. And, what else happened?
So if I'd been here a little bit earlier, I could have made this, so we could have kept it continuous, that's the thing.
Just a little bit earlier, you would have been walking into something very strange.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Like I said, I have never been witness to the birth of a new form of kink before. That's a new one for me. That is a complete new one
but
for me.
Don't think about the special sauce.
But it's art.
Oh, it's special, all right.
Don't go there.
Going in bad places.
What sauce would you like for your
But
nuggets?
Really, it's art.
But it's art.
Hey, I don't know if it's art, but I know what I like.
Danger.
Let's see what else is going on. I was going to say something. Oh, talking about commercials before. This one is for Ronan Medic. It's for some internet company, and they're talking about timing is the basic premise behind all of the series of commercials.
Okay.
Yeah, people are jumping ahead, and they're not basically getting the proper timing.
Right.
So you see these two guys sitting on a park bench eating like some sort of generic McDonald's / basically Happy Meal type things, right?
Okay.
And these two paramedics come running out, right? They grab the guy. Don't worry, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And they slap one guy slaps a pressure bandage on him. Well, the other one the woman starts taking his like pulse and pressure.
Yeah,
and the guy who's basically got the pressure bandage on his perfectly okay arm is going, I can't find the arm. Where's the arm? And the guy's going, get off me. What the hell's wrong with you? I'm okay. And they look at him like, sorry. And they kind of wander off, and he goes back to, like, pick up his burger, and all of a sudden you hear the sound of a chainsaw. And no fucking lie, coming out of the bush is a chimpanzee with a running fucking chainsaw.
Run in terror.
Don't you just love computer-generated graphics?
And then the guy looks towards where the crew is just gone with this look of, help me! I thought of you.
Well, sure, I can have some semblance of a precog, but...
And then the word comes on the screen, synchronicity.
Wow.
But can you actually remember the name of the company?
No, all I have
Of course
to,
not.
I,
.com advertising is completely fucking ineffective.
I have no idea because...
Great commercial. Don't know what it was for.
But they've done 3 or 4 commercials in this venue, which all about...
And then there was the guy we passed on the street. Jeff Bezos of Amazon.com.
He's already out on the street.
He was looking in trash. He had this big bag of cans on his back.
We knew they were experiencing some cash flow difficulties, so we didn't know it was that bad.
Amazon.gone.
Yep.
So yesterday we had our first brush with stardom. Well, me and Sean did at Joey Tomatoes.
Bob the Peru's reception after his wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, man, how did that go?
I don't know. I didn't go, man.
Yeah.
I was working.
Food was served, and we were there and left.
Did you guys have to pay? Did you guys have to pay for the
some
food?
Some people. I didn't order any food.
Oh, did they have to pay for the food?
Don't know. I think you did. Yep.
Yeah, I don't have any idea. All I know is I didn't get home until half an hour before.
Don't you worry.
What was it, like half an hour, an hour before you came over or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, I had to leave early anyway and come to the show and do it. But anyway, the waitress, I don't know how it started, but Sean knows.
You guys were like in a rush to leave, and she's like, what's your rush?
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah. Sean said, okay, I need some food really quickly because we have to go really quickly. What do you have that's really quick? Not to be used quickly too many times.
Calamari.
And whatever it was, calamari. And she says, okay, what are you rushing off to? And he said, just something. Do you really want to know? And she said, yeah, what are you rushing off to? He said, well, I have this radio show I do. It's www.rantradio.com.
She's like, get out of here. No way.
And he's like, yeah. And she's like, the one with the headphones. And he's like, yes, the one with the headphones. You know that guy who yells and screams and swears a lot? Yeah, that's me, Sean Kennedy. And she's like, no way. I never get to meet anyone famous. Yeah, my friends get to meet people famous.
And then Sean goes.
That's beautiful. Sean's reaction. He's like, no.
No, you still haven't met
anybody
famous.
And Sean goes, see that guy over there? That's Samaria. And she's like, no way.
We're like, oh.
So how did you all manage to fit into the room with, like,
the ego, the swelled head and the ego?
It was tough. I had to cram it in there, but... That was the first person that we don't know that knows of the station. That was very weird.
Wow.
Very, very
hometown
weird.
Hometown fans.
Yeah, hometown fans. That's amazing.
Speaking of, incidentally, Sim.
Yep.
Do you think that sometime this year you're going to update...
Hey, wait for it. Wait for it. What have we got
Who's
done
this?
Here?
Oh, hang on.
Let's just take a look. I did update.
Oh,
you have a web page now.
Woo!
Hi, you're on Rant Radio, 26-hour marathon on all that. What's your name?
Corey.
Corey, porn on beta?
Yep.
Are you at the door? Was it three rings?
Yes, it was.
Okay, you're coming in then.
I think you turned the phone off.
No, you didn't.
No, it's on, or else I wouldn't know.
Three times.
Oh, what's going on here? Okay, let's go in. What's going on? Okay, we'll let that just run. Oh, there we go.
No, I'm sorry. Girl from Ipanema needs to be played right now.
There we go. Oh, my goodness. The page is very slow and is barely hanging on. And anybody else having stream problems from... Oh, what the hell, crew? Let's click on that.
I just checked this today.
Well, you have bad cache or something. No, it's been updated for a couple days, actually. And all the pictures I have are from show shots, so... What do you expect?
Okay, cool.
But it's up there.
Hey.
I need the link to your webpage so I can link it over so they can go to your webpage.
I'm going to be, currently I've got that site on the
SFU right.
server.
Is that going to go away?
I know that sometime, I'm going to have to graduate eventually. Probably within the
next year.
Possibly the next year.
Damn.
Definitely the next half decade.
I am so sorry. That sucks.
Yeah, I mean, having
yeah,
to face
I'm
the
to
real world.
Hey, I'm in the real world. I've got a co-op job. It's just like, wow, I hope I can get a real job that's like this. So,
Gory!
Hey.
Porn on beta.
So I'm moving to the Rant TV servers.
Oh, yes. That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm working stuff out with Enki, so I'm going to get a
whole bunch of... GOTL.com?
I haven't quite figured that out yet.
It could be Rant Radio, Rant TV,
well, it's going to be...
Cult.org,
so far he's
like
given me tides.ranttv.com because I've got... Yeah, I've got a Sailor Moon page called The Tide.
Ah, okay.
So it's... Yeah.
Who's that?
Sailor Moon is my particular...
And you've seen that I put two new people up there.
Who's up there?
Medic and girl on the left. So I'll just
that's with the old hair. So this is a fairly sane looking picture.
I picked all the kind of nice pictures that really portray you better.
There's a lot of pictures out there where I'm like,
it's like sometimes I pick the really nasty ones just because they're really bad of everyone.
Like
I take
all
turns.
All of my pictures.
I
all
take turns going, okay, this is a really weird one.
Yeah.
So you're looking somewhat normal. And I picked the one with the headband there. And the purse, of course.
And the evil purse, which I didn't bring today.
No, you know, those are pretty
what
nice
I,
pictures,
what
I
like
think.
To call the pimp blinding purse.
The pimp blinding purse.
Yes.
No need to even hit them with it.
You
it's
just have to show it to
if
them.
If I ever get stranded on a desert island, I want that purse for my beacon.
And there is a...
guess it can probably be...
There's a toy... There's
oh, sweet!
Oh,
okay.
Oh, shit.
It's only a toy. It's only a toy with a toy, right?
Absolutely.
That's right. Yep. It's all good. It's all good? Okay. Cool.
That's a toy with a toy, so what the hell?
Yep. DJ profiles, people who drop in a lot. And,
so what are the
for
profile,
real pictures,
what are the,
you have to actually give me pictures.
What
otherwise,
pro-
you get this little headshot.
What are
the
profiles, basically, Ronan Medic and Girl on the Left site?
Oh, right. Okay. They say...
I don't have a whole lot of pictures of myself, frankly.
Me
Medic.
Neither.
I made these up, so they suck. Medic, after Sean kicks your ass with a shovel, Ronan Medic will bring you back from the dead just so Sean can kick your ass again. And Girl on the Left says, Girl on the Left's own page is long overdue, as she might tell you. It's finally up, though. She came into the show shy, and now we think of her as one of the what-the-hell essential crew.
Okay.
There we go.
That,
pretty sappy and stupid, but...
Congratulations. I've
been here quite a bit. Look,
yeah.
Look at how many Girl on the Left has actually been here.
Yes.
It's very surprising.
Just ask Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Oh, don't dwell there.
I'm not,
on,
you need a mic.
Oh, there's more mics?
Yeah, there's one more mic.
Amazing. I get the other mic.
Remember,
so that's an
omnidirectional,
omnidirectional
mic, so
that might be a bit
it.
More sensitive.
Omnidirectional.
Yep.
Oh, great, good deal. I can talk from anywhere. Anywhere.
Anywhere. Yep. Closer.
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 Closer. Better? Closer.
Closer.
Better. A little bit further away.
Picky, picky, picky.
Well.
Okay.
Otherwise, I have to go. Otherwise, I have to go here and adjust
it. That's all good.
Okay.
I was just wondering, since I haven't been here from the very beginning, who's been at the entire storm and who's like come partway through.
Raise your hands for the entire stay awake. Okay, it's us.
Great, guys.
23 hours now? Oh, almost 23 hours.
23 hours. It's coming up on... It's,
does, is the real... Is like the normally scheduled What the Hell show still kicking off?
It's in, on in an hour.
So it's are there more people arriving?
They come as they come.
They come as they come. There have been people...
Right.
There's a couple of our listeners have been here for the entire show.
Like on the internet, tuned in, entire show going, listening, typing.
Have you guys been interesting enough to like keep them from...
That's what they say.
So.
I keep asking
they're
them.
They're not sure. They've apparently lost their short-term memory.
No shit, Corey. At a point, we couldn't remember anything beyond 10 minutes.
And that's all that matters.
That's right.
And
as long as you didn't repeat ourselves.
And we can't actually plan anything beyond about 30 seconds into the future.
What's
right.
Plan?
Spontaneity.
That's right. It was very spontaneous. I keep asking the people who phone in, is this funny still? And they're like, is this still keeping your interest?
Hey, what would you rather listen to? Nice, perfectly organized streaming radio, or a bunch of guys in a room going, "Oh, what's going on?"
It's like a whole new twist on Survivor.
Oh yeah. 26 hours
for new twist.
No,
they're pretty good.
For new twist,
this is basically the
rant. You don't want it.
This is basically the Iron Man triathlon
of
rant radio.
Oh, yeah. It's brutal. And this has all been live. Like, we've interrupted with a couple songs, rants, but for the most part, we had talking.
We had a 40-minute break where we went and got a Slurpee.
That was about the biggest thing that we did. We walked down to 7-Eleven, came back.
All of you at once? So there was a break in broadcasting?
Yeah.
No, we had.
Oh, there were rants and stuff from
there? Yeah, we played some rants and stuff.
Cool.
So that's all cool.
We kind of needed to see the outside world.
Yeah,
it's
still there.
Stretch our legs. Oh, look, sky.
Let the air in this room circulate.
Glowing orb burning.
What is that big yellow thing? It scares me. Let's throw some rocks at it.
So this is your first
time. Maybe if I make monkey noise and throw my feces, it'll go away.
Your first time in the studio.
Your first time in the new studios. So you can see our growing
wall of shade.
Which is going to make it increasingly difficult to paint the little...
Well, actually, the Dr. Peppers are going on the ceiling.
Excellent.
Very good suggestion by Oof.
Oof.
Yep.
They better hope, as long as they don't drip or anything.
No,
oh, they'll be well
emptied.
You can see the wall signing has begun.
I have a question.
What's your question?
Just because I'm not as frequent as I should be, who is DJ Jazzy Ever Fresh Glade Potpourri?
You know her.
You know her well.
You know her really well, apparently.
Yep. Used to be in a band with her.
Oh, it's Marge.
Yep.
Say, very few girls would be clever enough to come up with that name that I know.
Hey!
That I know. That I know.
Yeah. That's right.
Nice recovery.
because Sim said I knew her, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So he immediately went, okay, I got to lower the IQ by about 40 points. And then...
Dumb it down for y'all.
So how do you like
by the way,
of Commodore 64 monitors there?
Yes. By the way, girl on the left, Porn on Beta, you may not leave this place.
You have to sign it.
Until you've signed the wall of shame.
Not a problem.
Excellent. Yep. Everyone who comes to the studio from now on has to sign the wall.
Every time they're here?
No. Oh. Just once. You can add to it, but, you know, at least sign it. You have to sign it once with your name. So everyone who passes through.
Whatever little stuff you want to add to it.
Let me add that if I hadn't had company from out of town for the weekend,
when I heard about this from Yusuf, I was yep. I was more than would have been more
very
happy
stoked.
To stay for the entire 26 hours. Just
that would have been very.
I used
amazing.
To work graveyards, no problem, right? Big deal. I could have pulled it off.
Yeah, but this is like three graveyards in a row plus 2 hours.
Yeah, but I used to work three jobs. Go job
to job to job.
Job sleeping hour. Job sleeping hour. Graveyard.
Well, then you would have been just perfect then.
Woo-hoo. Just insane laughing. Enough to pull it off. Okay.
What are we looking at the watch? How are we doing?
I can tell
how
you,
are we doing? Well, let's
you
put
cared
on.
Really deeply
I
about
don't,
the quality
I
of service
don't,
you were giving
I,
to those
I don't,
employers,
don't,
right?
Not so much about the show, which we are basically down to 3 hours left.
3 hours left. It's hour into the official
but how,
show.
However, for myself, I personally have just reached 36 hours I've been awake.
That's pretty good.
Woo-hoo!
Personal.
You go, Dad.
It's 34 for me.
Once again, we qualify that for our listeners. That's awake, not conscious.
Yep. Eyes are open, brain not functioning.
Lights are on, nobody's home.
Oh, the really, no, the, no please,
the
no
hamster,
more sugar.
The wheel is spinning, but the hamster is
there's
dead.
Dr. Pepper, no thanks. There's Dr. Pepper in the fridge.
What the
are
hell?
Those all from?
There, that's only a third of what we have in Dr. Pepper.
No, no, is that all from this
today.
Marathon?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's a third of what you have for today.
Yes, there is the two-thirds are remaining
people,
in the fridge.
I'll take one.
You people have the bones of 80-year-olds. I'm sure.
What the hell? Learning to shoot insulin might be fun.
Could be a whole new show.
I can't take any more sugar. I'll take a Dr. Pepper, though, but I can't take any more.
No, I won't have
I'm
going to
go for Dr. Pepper. I'll be right back.
No, you don't understand. I have to have more Dr. Pepper. I'm addicted now. Yes.
Okay, everybody heads up for Dr. Pepper. Okay.
Two.
Three. All right. What, girl on the left, you don't want one?
Caffeine and me are a bad combination.
Why? Will you
is that a full one on the table?
Heart palpitations.
Into the mic. Thank you very much.
I don't need work.
Mm-hmm. So, you want to open the phone lines and well, we have to give them something to call about.
Why?
I mean, they've been calling
for a few hours.
Well, no, they phone up and go, "Huh, I just wanted to phone in." And we have to, like, we put forth the last time they had to have a song or a poem, and some people phoned in with some rap.
Poetry.
Actually,
no bad poetry.
Phoned in with some "Baby Got Back," and it was really good. He did all the samples.
He did the
too.
Whole part of it.
Everything. It was like, wow, that's
there's
really
only,
impressive.
There's only one rap song.
Only one rap song?
The Humpty Dance.
The Humpty
please,
Dance. Well, you're in the
please,
studio.
Please.
We're not actually requesting rap. It just happened to be that two people did it. So we could do jokes. We didn't ask for that. So
we could maybe encourage Tim to do one of his old hits.
No.
HRT, I believe it's called.
Hunky Rhythm Tracks.
Speaking on behalf
maybe,
of
maybe,
that.
Maybe, if we get desperate. Tim.
Of that
yeah, dip into the BFL if we get really desperate.
BFL?
Bobbing for Logs.
Bobbing for Logs.
Yeah, it's a little funny music that...
that one I haven't heard.
Porn on Beta. No, it's not
a
song.
It's what we call...
It's an experience.
A collection of all those songs.
Bobbing for Logs.
Bobbing
yeah,
for
Bobbing
logs.
For Logs.
Guess what the album cover will look like.
Oh, I wonder.
Yep, it'll be great. So if you've got any jokes you want to tell us...
practical joke.
Well, you can, sure. Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Sweet
deal.
Interrupted. They know what's going on. These guys are on the ball today.
Glad they're awake.
Okay. Oh. Hi, you're on the What the Hell Marathon. Who's this?
Lieutenant
Major Zombie. So you've got a joke for us?
Yeah, we call a virgin on a waterbed.
I don't know why.
I don't know.
Cherry float.
Cherry float.
Oh.
Yeah.
In a related story, I had my first bottle of virgin cola today.
Oh,
nasty.
Oh. No, virgin, as in the company
yeah,
Virgin?
Okay, we have to hang up on this guy first. Say what the hell?
Which
or do you have another one?
What?
Do you have another joke?
Let me think. No, that's a racist joke. Can't say that.
No, okay.
Do you want me to say it?
Say what the hell? No.
Oh, okay, what the hell?
Okay. Continue on, Portland Beta.
If you didn't know, Virgin Cola is the same formula that RC Cola used to use.
I can tell. As soon as I tasted it.
Oh!
As soon as I tasted it, I knew. The bottles are really cool.
Real cheesy cola is bad.
But,
it was bought by Virgin. Oh, icky!
Do that again. Heavenly God, Heavenly God.
Heavenly God, Heavenly God, Heavenly God. I thought it was dead. I thought it was fucking dead. I thought it was gone forever. Punished from the planet in my
However, Uncle Dak can take a trip down memory lane to his childhood and basically...
What's it called?
And basically, through Virgin Cola, have the virtual experience of an RC Cola and a Moon Pie.
Oh, yeah. That was it, baby.
Moon Pie. I remember Moon Pie.
Me too, just barely.
Yeah. Like, I remember being at a Girl Guide camp. I went to this Girl Guide camp where we went down to this state.
I wish I was at a
It was in Squim.
Camp.
Shut up.
It was in Squim. But there's two things I remember this camp for especially. One was for spending my... buying like a Moon Pie every single damn day, loving them to bits, and then coming home to BC where Moon Pies
didn't exist.
Profit Smokehouse, and RC Cola celebrates 10th purchase.
The other thing I remember was going... swimming, and, you know, after I went swimming, I got my legs would get a little bit of a prickly rash. I couldn't figure out what it was. I thought I was allergic to salt water. For
Cut
years
down on the
afterwards,
moon pies.
No, I figured for years after that I was allergic to something in salt water. I then saw, several years later, an expose on 60 Minutes. Turns out Squim, Washington was one of the most toxic swimming areas in North America.
Wow.
So when that third arm grows,
yes.
You know where to blame, right?
I was, if I come down with cancer, I can now blame it on the Girl Guides of Canada.
Explains the interest in Sailor Moon.
Well, at least it was probably much less harmful for you.
It was probably
than the allegedly fresh water that we discussed last night of the Hudson River, which caught on fire back in the 70s, and near Cleveland, the Cuyahoga River,
which
caught on fire
for 3 days.
It's all good.
Ooh, yes.
It took 3 days for the river to burn out.
Can I tell another story that's actually much more recent?
Another band camp story.
There is a place in Metro Town, one of the local big malls, and they have different things in the food courts. And this was one. It's a franchise from Australia. They sell crepes.
Okay.
Sounds interesting. We went gone there and gotten some pretty good ones actually, with like, you know, sort of good veggie-ish type of fillings and stuff.
Right.
It's pretty tasty. So this time, my boyfriend Omnis Animus and myself, we decided to go for something more sugary because we're both sugar fiends. So they had these ones that are supposed to be like a fruit and liqueur. Now normally when you get something that's cooked, you put on some alcohol and it bakes off, you just get like a nice flavoring. Now this is Metro Town. This is the prime place. This is the place where all the teenagers go in the summer. Okay. It's got like the big arcades and everything. Okay. What they basically served us was a pancake with strawberries in it and doused in a shot of pure hard liquor. Not cooked off. Not cooked off.
Or something like
for
that?
Cointreau, yes.
Oh, that shit's nasty.
I had it in strawberry shortcake the other day.
And for $6, bucks, it's a shot glass. It's basically a shot wrapped in a pancake, okay?
Wow.
And they're not
shot in a pancake.
And they're not. And as far as I can tell, they're not carding. As far as I can tell, they're not carding anybody, and they don't have a liquor license. They are so
doing business.
And then about 2 weeks later, they're gonna get so shut down. BC has absolutely archaic liquor laws. There's no fucking way in it.
IHOP.
Unless they start charging cover.
IHOP for alcoholics.
Not even. It's a stall in the bloody food court.
Really?
It's a stall in the food court. Now, I feel kind of bad for saying this because the truth is, kids, if any of you guys are out there thinking, oh my God, liquor. No. Don't, because it tastes
nasty.
Oh, it is. It's like drinking pure rubbing alcohol.
Just grab some of that lovely
it's
rice wine.
Alcohol.
I would have taken a lighter to it. And so
you were afraid of losing your eyebrows, right?
Well, I was thinking it would have been nice because then you would have been able to get what a strawberry and Cointreau thing is supposed to actually taste like. But
on
fire? But you know, it's a paper plate. It's a paper plate, so it kind of...
That would be so good.
All goes down in flames.
What the hell happened over there? Oh, she burned out her dishware, you know?
Yeah.
The gallon drum with Cointreau cut fire burnt down the mall.
And the flash might have attracted
the runoff
like police or rescue attention.
Yeah, the direct line to the gas tank outside.
Oh, that would
Cointreau Skimmins. Can I tell my practical joke?
Wait a second. Oh, I think we just discovered the makings of Roo.
Hey, don't you be knocking me. That shit's good.
This isn't actually my practical joke, but I read about it, and it's sweet.
Okay.
Okay, how brutal is it?
No more sweets.
Okay.
So what is it, the one with the windows?
Windows.
Okay, go ahead.
Never mind.
Did I tell you a window one?
No. Yesterday somebody told a practical joke one. It was pretty good.
This is this is a toilet joke. I excel at these.
They moved.
Why
Everett
am I
moved.
Surprised?
This guy. Oh, somebody's got. Is that three rings or what? Two. I thought it was.
You guys can't count.
Even those are no.
It's
even
tired.
Hi, you're at the. Hey, who is it?
It's Sean.
Hey, Sean.
He's back.
Huh?
Wow, that was a quickie. What?
Oh,
Scar!
He's gonna kill you so dead when
he's
like.
Oh, I'm sure he has his portable Rant Radio listening device right downstairs.
None of us are gonna say anything.
Watch your mouths.
You know nothing.
I don't know
nothing.
Nothing.
So, what you do?
Hands on his tail. I'll tell him about the icons, but they'll distract him.
Yes.
You're a good girl.
Good girl.
Good girl
on the left.
Go into
look. Great shiny object.
A public washroom.
It's going to be at the door.
And go to a public washroom, and you know how on the bottom of the seat part of a toilet there's the two little stoppers that prevent them from actually touching? You set underneath those two ketchup packets.
Oh, this is an old one.
I hadn't heard this before. I thought this was ingenious. Sit down, and there's a bloody mess at your feet.
It pops out and basically blows onto the back of your legs if you set it right.
The only one I know is you take no Henry bar, you take a condom, you put one inside the other, you drop it in the toilet, and leave people wondering for weeks.
Or you take a warm Hershey's chocolate bar into the stall with you, rub it all over your hands, wait for somebody to come to the stall next to you, and when they enter the stall next to you, you wait for them to sit down, and then you colorful.
Oh, please allow me to tell you. Yes, we went to all the McDonald's within the Langley and Cloverdale area.
Really?
And there's
all of them.
And there was in the Cloverdale one, there's a Hamburglar who's sitting with both his arms back and his feet up. Yeah, and we got a lot of great shots of...
Oh, no.
of Ronnie Red.
Ronnie Red.
Ronnie Rave.
Ronnie Rave giving Hamburglar head. And crotch shots and posing.
Did he rubble?
A rebel, rebel.
Oh!
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 Hey, this is art. Okay. Hey, this is art.
I just want to, I just want to set everything straight here. It is art. It's an art form. And some people may call it pornography. Sure, we get off on it, but
not with Hamburglar. It's all
it
good.
Is Hamburglar makes a fantastic subject. He's all black and white. It's very graphic, very a lot of contrast and
horizontal stripes.
You sort of play with that
very
a little
thinning.
Bit. And
so was this sort of a spontaneous thing? You didn't realize Hamburglar there was a Hamburglar there in that position.
Oh no!
Wow, this is great. Or
you haven't been briefed, obviously.
Oh yeah, I don't know what's going on. I'm just curious.
Oh okay. This is
called
Ronnie Red and Betty Blue.
This is
Ronnie
called
Rave.
Called okay. McKink.
Yes, and
it's McPorn.
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 We're going to be having a website, and it will be like
travel around to all the McDonald's, and they take photographs of the McDonald's, and because McDonald's, all of them have their hands in their laps, and they're in very subtle pornographic positions.
Yeah, actually, that's very
they're
true.
Subtly pornographic.
And,
yeah, and
so
if you notice, like the signs, there's a sign in the window, cheeseburgers, 69 cents
right.
each.
And,
there's
and,
you know,
and grimace,
blatantly
like a big penis
pornographic.
Head.
Exactly.
There's a lot of That's Betty Blue.
Wait, I just thought of something.
Betty Blue's
what he just said, and the color purple.
Yeah, it's large purple-headed penis monster. And no one's really clarified what Grimace is. And
that's
his name implies Grimace.
Big smirk.
Big smirk. So what does that mean? What does that mean?
That's very true. Actually, that's very cool. That's extremely cool. I mean, I was not meaning to mock you in any way. Don't get me
really
wrong. When I asked that, it seemed like a comment that just needed to be said.
It's really the true marriage of commercialism, art, and pornography.
It's an art form for the 21st century.
I thought that was. All
ties in pretty good, actually.
I could be wrong here.
She wants nothing to say.
That's why they call it "What the Hell."
Mostly the children covered their eyes a lot.
Covered their eyes, or their parents covered their eyes.
When we were down out at the McDonald's at 216th, we got a couple of shots with me looking protective with sunglasses on and things like this. And Betty Blue covered Ronnie Rave's breasts with cheese. Covered Betty Blue's breasts with cheeseburgers and proceeded to look like she was taking a bite out of the breast and the cheeseburger all at once. We have a photo of this. Yes.
You know where you guys need to go.
I mean,
dead seriously. In Victoria, there's a McFun Park, a big playground, giant playground. And you can actually ride some of the
characters.
Yes.
Yes. There's something. There's a bit of.
It's in Colwood in Victoria.
That's how it got started.
There's also something like that. I believe the one in Guildford has one of the climbing.
You can actually enter a grimace cage and shake the shit out of it too.
A grimace cage.
Yeah, it's a grimace cage on a giant coil. And you go
the
back
grimace
and forth.
Go go cage. Is that what you're talking about?
The grimace go go.
It is a grimace go go cage. It's exactly what it is. I'm not shitting you.
Oh my god.
And there's even a giant.
We have to make a Victoria trip.
There's also a giant set of golden arches with like an archway right under it, so you could like
swing on it or whatever,
or do whatever. Yeah.
No, this is not. This is a Guildford.
No, I'm talking about Victoria. The whole climbing.
An entire roll of film. Drexel is developing the film
as we
speak.
He just basically developed darkroom skills right now.
No, he's going down to drop it off at the fine film establishment Save on Foods.
1 hour, maybe.
Yeah, word of advice, folks, don't try dropping things like that off at Walmart. Apparently, they have a strict censorship policy.
Do they?
Photoshop's okay, though.
The things I learned from reading Savage Love. Yes, apparently.
Savage Love?
You've never read Savage Love in the Georgia Strait.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So to the door.
Hey!
Nine.
So we burned off an entire roll of film, and just the only ones that could have been kind of bad for public reaction is that the last one when she was taking this out, these three teens came out and were watching
with great interest, no doubt.
Yeah, they were pretty appreciative. Yeah.
Well, you know, some people appreciate art more than others.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
At
that age.
Yeah. At that point, I began to close.
Yeah.
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
They have focused minds.
Focused minds.
So, but they were all very well behaved.
But then, Americans for Purity would probably be able to tell you better about that than we would.
Well, those are three young teens that will definitely be the
in jail.
They will not be part of Americans for Purity. I promise you.
That's what they do want to do, right? That's what I heard.
Dad, I'm in jail. Yeah. I like it here. I'm happy here. They have doors here.
Say hi to Mom for me from jail.
No. Hi, Dad. I'm in jail. My parents forgot to take the door off its hinges.
Yes, it came from Emperor Chang. Who else?
Yeah, there's. Hey, long time no see.
Hey, Drax is going.
Hey, man. Okay, well, I'm going to give the mic back here.
Ah. Ooh, actual phone
call. Things are starting to pick up around here.
Which is good, so nobody falls asleep.
Hi, you're on What the Hell. Who's this?
Hey, this is Stolen Zero again. I got a prank call to play for you guys.
Okay, let's hear it.
Prank call? Okay, play it.
Okay. What? What'd you say?
Play it.
Okay.
I thought
that was part of the prank call. Me too. Shush. No, I'm talking to the room.
Yeah, we can't hear anything. Hello? No, we can't hear nothing, buddy.
Thank you, Mark.
sorry, Matt.
We can't. We can't hear you. Maybe that's the prank.
Sorry, dude. Visual jokes do not work in an audio medium.
Yeah, it's okay. Appreciate the call, though. Okay, I'm handing this mic off to somebody here, so.
That's the reason we never hired Marcel Marceau.
Oh, he just basically, for some reason, like, you know, mimes just don't really make it in the internet. By the way, here's a scary thing. If you ever respected Robin Williams, I'm going to bring him down a notch for you. He started out as a mime.
Well, look how far, it just shows how far you can come.
Yeah, with that much coke.
If anything else, we should have more respect for him considering what a rough start he had.
Mm-hmm. Now, if he became a mime, if he was to use his wealth and fortune to fund a school for mimes, then...
So in other words, what you're saying, if he were to basically use his talents for evil instead of good.
Unfortunately, he uses his powers for good, right?
Well, I mean, you know, there are those few movies.
I disagree with you. I actually have no real problem with a lot of Robin Williams' films. We've had this argument before, Projectile Vomit Man. I don't have a lot of problems with his movies.
I've never been a big fan of Robin Williams' films, but I don't mind them from time to time.
Speak into the mic.
Hello?
Come on, guys. Let's get this show back on the air.
Who would feel cramped in a room like this?
Oh, I don't know.
How many people are...
Well, people seem to be milling about.
Girl under the table, your name.
Just don't draw
it. Rarely change.
Don't draw it within the circle. That's all. So if anybody has some jokes to phone in, bad, good, horrible,
indifferent.
You know, there they are. There's the phone number.
And remember,
1-877...
We've already covered the fact that visual jokes do not work in an audio medium.
Hey, I got a joke.
Okay.
You guys probably have heard this, but
it's too late.
Too late.
Save it up. I'm saving it. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Ophie Dophie.
Ophie Dophie. You have a joke for us?
No, I'm just drunk.
Just drunk?
I was going to call in. Okay.
Yeah, I remember you said you're drunk and you're going to call in.
Think of a joke.
So you're funnier when you're drunk?
Nah. Well, I'll think of a joke. All right. Why do... witches like warlocks.
I don't know why.
Why do witches like warlocks?
Because they have crystal balls.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's great.
Hey, give me a break.
See, that was funnier than
that was
joke.
Better than the joke.
So say what the hell.
I want to leave, though.
You don't want to leave. All
right, never mind. What the hell?
Okay, because we only have one line. You can't...
All right.
In front of the camera.
What's
okay. It's not gonna
red
you.
And orange.
What's red and orange?
Orange and red and lying in a ditch.
Orange and red and lying in a ditch.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Wounded cheesy.
Oh, God.
Okay. What point did I slip back into elementary school? Okay.
Hey, that was a good joke. It's a quality joke. Excellent taste.
I would have gotten a bunch of other kids together in the second grade.
Dullest joke ever.
For that one.
A wounded cheesy. What's wrong with the wounded cheesy?
It's funny. That's not funny, man. Wounded animals aren't funny.
Cheesies aren't animals.
What have cheesies ever done to you?
Enough to be wounded and left to die in a ditch.
Do you really want a sternly worded letter from the Cheesy Anti-Defamation League?
Cats.
I have a sternly worded letter from a supervisor at the motor vehicle branch complaining about my driving along 99
I've seen
and
how you drive and
40.
I can understand that.
Apparently he's not the only one who's concerned. He's talked to others. He stopped him on the road and he's getting petition signed apparently.
Here are some really, really, really bad jokes.
Some jokes that even make Drexel look funny.
Yes.
Whoa.
I don't appreciate the jab. It's not that bad a joke. It's sort of funny. It's one of those jokes where you're not expecting the answer, and so
what?
It's funny because of that.
What
you guys apparently have no sense of humor. Thanks for coming out.
This is just as good as Drexel. What happens when it...
Well, we see, we might not have been expecting the answer because we progressed beyond grade two.
What happens when an orange gets sunburned?
I don't know what.
The orange peels.
Oh,
yes,
my.
Yes, that's great, too, but a wounded cheesy involves violence and blood. It's much better.
Here's a good one.
Two
fish are in a tank. One says to the other, do you know how to drive this thing? Tank?
Was it the driver or the gunner who asked?
It was the driver. He wasn't quite sure. Excellent. Two birds are sitting on a perch. One says to the other, "Do you smell fish?" Perch?
That, on this website, there is a spot where you can go. It tells you all the airport, major airports in the world, which way the turnstiles turn, clockwise or counterclockwise. Istanbul, clockwise.
Wow, that's pretty informative, right?
You need to know. This website is so dull.
It's called dullmen.com.
Could you do me a favor and stab me in the neck with this fork so I can forget?
Shoot me! I wish I were dead!
Bloodletting. Bloodletting.
No, lucky bastard.
Careful the fan. Don't let the fall fan.
I'm
going to
chew your face off.
I think y'all should stick to your radio show and not take up comedy, they said.
Thank you.
We should go back to our serious format. Yeah. Okay.
Better hire Maury
Povich, yeah, hard-hitting news. Yeah, you can sign anytime, just not within the circle. Sign anytime.
Sign and get the fuck out.
Yeah, but after you sign, it's over. You're out of here, right?
Oh, God.
So phone in now with your joke. 1-877-SAY-RAN. 1-877-729-7268.
Well, the final hours are becoming as pathetic as I thought they'd be.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I have done some...
Close to the mic.
I've done some dumb things in my life.
Yeah, and this tops it all.
This is among the highest levels I've ever reached.
Well, the last thing I ever did with James. I'm sad.
Yeah? And what did we do?
Oh, that whole go around to every payphone in town and get the number...
Yeah, we went around to every payphone in town and wrote down the numbers. There's actually a sequence to them.
Because you need to know this stuff.
And we filled in
before
the blanks.
Before they were outgoing only, it was useful.
Yep. And now you can phone. You used to be able to phone them. And the ones we didn't know, we just let them ring and ring until somebody picked it up and said, "Hey, where's this payphone?"
Like that one.
And there's a sequence you can fill in the blanks. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, this is Prophet Spidey.
Hey, Prophet Spidey. I know you've got a joke.
Okay. This is a really good one, okay?
Okay.
Hey.
We're ready.
How do you make a Kleenex dance?
I don't know how.
Oh, put a little boogie
in it.
There you go.
Woo!
Okay.
What the hell?
You know...
He's out of here real quick.
As I slip back into kindergarten, I ask myself, is there anything I want to do different with my life?
Hey, Uncle Jack.
You got a joke?
Do you have a joke?
No.
Then don't make fun of everybody else's joke.
I actually already did a joke earlier, but I can't remember it now.
I got a joke, Uncle Dak. My life.
Where did our McPorn friends go?
And it's better that you did not ask.
I have a sound effect.
I didn't get to tell Sean about those icons I made, and that was that was my one useful thing I did today, so I'm feeling pretty proud of it.
Well, that's okay. He'll find out about it eventually, and he didn't want to kill anybody, so we didn't need to use them to distract him.
What? No.
Somebody brought here is picking vagina. I can't
draw.
No.
Yeah, okay, I'll be up there helping you.
You'll have to go it on your own, if at all. Okay, good. That's a good thing.
Good thing.
You mean nobody can top these jokes that we're telling?
I have one.
I can't believe it. Well, get over here and tell it.
Well,
sound effect related joke.
Actually, you know, you really want to try something fun? Go ask the one with the blue hair to pose for that picture you want.
That's okay.
Wow.
And then
I can't run fast
enough.
Then
we get the sound effect of you being
Ronan Medic,
the
clean up aisle three. Ronan Medic, clean up aisle three.
Uh-oh, don't look, don't look.
Okay.
It scared me.
My joke. It's pretty bad.
Okay.
Good deal.
What is this? And wait till I'm done making the sound effect. People annoy the hell out of me by asking, by guessing before I'm done. Okay.
Okay. Oh God, I know this one. Go ahead.
It's an Amish drive-by.
Wow.
Yep, I've heard that one before. No, I've heard that one before, and I actually was in danger.
It's a work in progress.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, somebody is. And I wasn't just meaning you. I was talking about this whole place.
Work in progress, you say.
Call Sims' next date girl. I don't know her phone number.
That's got me working on escalated hell.
Yeah. Right out of Amsterdam.
Ophie Dophie has posted one, and he's too chicken to phone in. John went to his friend's house unannounced, and he wanted to spend the night. His friend was sorry he could not offer him a whole room, so he said, "You can sleep on the floor in the living room, or you can sleep in the room with baby." John said that he would prefer the floor. The next morning, he went to the bathroom, and then there he met a gorgeous long blonde. "Hi," he said. "Who are you?" "I'm baby. Who are you?" "I'm stupid," he said. Well, that's really bad.
That was stupid.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Elvis.
Elvis.
Ellis.
Ellis. Okay, not Elvis.
Yeah. Look up.
Oh, we're doing okay. We're doing a little radio show here.
That's nice.
So you're in your car. Do you have a joke for us? The theme right now is bad jokes. We want to make it good jokes, but
no one has any.
I got a joke.
Oh, let's hear it.
Two Indians are out buffalo hunting, and one gets down to the ground, puts his ear down, and says, "Buffalo come." Other Indian goes, "How do you know that?" Says, "Well, I'm sticky."
Yep, ground sticky.
Ground sticky. That's pretty good.
Pretty awful, isn't it?
That's a step up from what we've been telling.
That's amazing. So where are you heading off to?
I'm in Watson right now, going back to Fort Worth to visit my father.
Excellent. Sounds great.
I got a 3-hour journey right ahead of me.
Okay, well, we'll just put the phone down next to the microphone, and you can take over for the next 3 hours. How does that sound?
Oh, kick ass.
Okay, you are now broadcasting What the Hell in your car for the next 3 hours.
From where?
From he's going to Fort Worth.
Roaming Dallas, Fort Worth. Excellent.
That's nice and cheap on the phone.
Nice and cheap on the phone. Okay, so have anything else to say?
What's up next?
I don't know.
That's up to you. Weren't you listening?
That's up to you now.
Well, say what the hell.
Okay, what the fuck?
No.
What the hell?
There you go.
Good man.
Okay, I'll tell the joke I told before. See if what you think of this. This cowboy gets captured by a group of Indians. He's paying no attention
to
me.
Oh, this one.
He asked me to tell a joke, and he leaves. Fine, I'll wait for him to come back. Okay, fine. You get to hear it.
Yeah.
This Indian gets captured by a group of Indians.
This
cowboy gets captured by a group of Indians. The Indians tell the cowboy, "We're going to have to kill you." Now, do you have
any... In that accent?
Okay.
We're going to have to kill you.
Shut up. Shut up.
We have to kill you.
We have to kill you.
We have to kill you, white man.
Do you have any requests before you die? He said, "Yes, I'd like to ask my horse something." "You like to ask horse?" He said, "Yeah." Okay, so he goes over to his horse, and he whispers something in the horse's ear, and the horse rides off, just takes the hell off. About a half an hour later, the horse comes back, and he's got a redhead on the back. Cowboy takes the redhead into the tent and screws the hell out of her. Now the Indians just can't believe this. So he comes back out. He says, cowboy goes, "Can I ask my horse something else?" And they're like, they want to see if this shit happens again. Okay, they want to see what the hell is going on. And he goes, "Yeah, sure, go ahead." So the cowboy whispers something in his horse's ear, and the horse just takes off. About a half an hour later, the horse comes back with a blonde. The Indians are like, "Just fucked up." And the cowboy takes the blonde into the tent and screws the hell out of her. Right. Well, he knows where this is going.
I'm seeing it for you.
So the
cowboy
goes over to the Indian and says, "Can I ask my horse something else?" And they're like, "Yeah, sure, okay." Cowboy whispers something in his horse's ear. Horse takes off. About a half an hour later, comes back with a brunette. Indians cannot fucking believe it. Cowboy lifts through the brunette, takes her into the tent, screws the hell out of her. Cowboy comes back out, says, "Can I ask my horse something else?" And they're like, "Yeah, okay." They just want to see how far this will go. Cowboy walks up to his horse and whispers in his ear, "Okay, for the last time, go get the posse."
A great joke by Dak.
Woohoo!
I have another Amish bashing joke.
They'll never find out.
That's a one-safe racist joke. Yeah. I don't mind.
It's an Amish dad.
And
you can never tell too many Amish jokes. They'll never find out.
And even if they do, even if they do, they won't get mad enough to do anything about it.
That's right. Oh, it's okay.
Okay. There's an Amish family who've been leading the traditional Amish life and have absolutely had not been in touch with technology at all. So they move into the big city. They decide they're tired of this. And their first day in the big city, they're out and around, and there's a mother, a father, and a son. And the mother goes off to look at something, and the father and the son, they're paying particular attention to the elevator. And the elevator door opens. This little old lady gets in. And the door closes. And all these lights light up above the elevator door.
Yeah.
And they wait, and eventually all these lights go out again. Door opens. There's this hot blonde. Father looks at the son and says, "Boy, go get your mother."
Yep, I've heard that one before.
By the way, Sean, I was going to tell you this. I did actually something useful today. I made a bunch of cult-themed desktop icons, one for each of the clans.
And there they are. Cool. Come take a look at them.
That's the small size. They also come in the full size, large 32 by 32.
At what point did you turn bro cult?
I was just bored today. I had nothing to do.
And finished the
story.
She
saw the benefits of cult.
No. What?
You got that tablet.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, last...
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Prophet Spidey again.
Hey, Prophet Spidey, you're back with another joke.
Another joke, and it's an Amish joke.
An Amish joke.
Yeah, I love Amish jokes. Okay. Because... What do you call an Amish man with his arm up a horse's ass?
I don't know what.
A mechanic.
Oh.
That's a good one. What the hell?
That's a good one.
What the hell?
All right.
What?
For those of you who remember the Ethiopian famine back in the 80s, you know, Live Aid and all that crap, I have two Ethiopian jokes. They're in very poor taste, but hey, they're
perfect. I probably know already one of them.
Okay.
What do Yoko Ono and the Ethiopians
have in common? I haven't heard
this
one.
I don't know why.
They're both living off dead beetles.
Oh!
How many Ethiopians can you fit in a phone booth?
I don't know how many.
All of them.
But up above.
Oh.
What do you call 20 Ethiopians carrying a canoe? A comb.
Where do you go from there?
Where's that escalator?
Straight to hell for you. In Amsterdam. It's being constructed.
What's the difference between a regular person and a Vietnam vet?
I don't know what.
You don't know because you weren't fucking there, man.
That's excellent.
That's awesome.
What do you want to find on your pizza but never on your woman?
Oh, I don't know what.
I don't know.
Crust.
Oh.
I heard a joke so tasteless, right? I will not tell it so long as there is a woman in the room.
Unless they all agree.
No.
No, it just doesn't happen.
You are Devo.
No, it does not matter. It does not matter. It was just that tasteless. I was on the bus, and this guy said a comment which stunned me. And I will leave you all guessing and wanting to hear it until all the women go away.
I really do want to hear that.
I'll do that.
I mean, that's going to be pretty desensitized. We're talking about gross hospital guy.
Oh, two out of three girls.
Okay, all right.
Girls,
oh, there. I need a complete majority.
Two-thirds is majority.
Okay. These two guys, no lie, I'm standing on the bus. I'm standing waiting to catch the bus, and these guys are talking apparently about old girls they knew. And this one guy says, "You should have seen this one. She was incredible. She had hair so long, you had to move it out of the way to fuck her in the ass."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ah. That was the crudest mark I had ever heard. I don't ever recall basically standing there for 5 minutes going, "What?"
You know, in your apartment, say that stuff. You're on the bus with small children going, "Mommy, what is that? What the fuck?" Hush.
Swat.
I remember being on the bus. This was actually just a month or two back. and there was like this group of guys that were there was this group of guys on there, and they were sort of talking about they were talking about like Star Wars and video games and stuff. They're obviously having a lot of fun, but they probably would have been considered a little bit geeky, right?
But
they were obviously having fun. They're obviously you know average guys, and they get off, and there's this other group of teenagers in the back of the bus, and this one girl starts going, "Oh my God, like, how can people live like that? Like, take some drugs or something."
Words of advice.
Yeah, look,
clean yourself up. Get high.
All right, I will tell the story I told last week on the phone for those people who were not here and those people who didn't get a chance to hear it.
95%.
I have to spend way too much fucking time on the bus all the time. I mean, way too much time.
His picture.
About an average of 2 hours a day, each way. So, I'm starting to go crazy. Now, when I get like this and I have to deal with the public way too much, my temper gets really, really short. So, I get on the train and there's this young bone rack Native Indian male. This guy is like just greasy. And it's not that he's a Native Indian. He's a junkie.
35 pounds without the grease?
He just happens to be Native Indian.
No, he is basically just, he is a, well, no, the reason I have to mention he's Native Indian is because, thank you.
Tasty.
Yeah.
Sexy. Yummy. Well, I bet that tissue's got some boogie now. Yeah. Get up and dance, turn on the ABBA, baby.
Oh, man. So anyhow, the reason it becomes important is why I have to mention he's Native Indian, because this became his argument. I want his opinion basically presented. Apparently, he's been bothering these two young girls who are dressed way... I can't actually say that considering those two in the room.
Is this the same story you told?
On the phone last week, yeah.
Okay.
For the benefit of those.
Okay, last week, that's fine. Because they already complained about the joke you just told.
Yeah.
Was told at the beginning of the marathon. People were like... He told this. He's losing his mind.
No.
And he felt it going.
No. This guy is bothering these two girls, and they're young. They're about 15, 16 years old, and they're way overdressed. Okay, way too much makeup, way too tight, too low clothes for their age. But you know, hey, they want to wear that. That's fine. This guy, however, has been bothering them obviously for a long time. Finally, the bigger of the two, the blonde, steps up and actually turns to the guy and just says, "Look, we're not interested. Go away." And he flips out. He's going on like, "It's because I'm a native, right? You're both a bunch of fucking waste races." And he's going on, natter, 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 just going away. And I'm like, okay, I got to do something because this guy's like going off on just a couple of like teenagers here. So I'm like, hey, why don't you just like calm down, okay? Because you're like freaking everybody out. There's a mother with two kids there, a little boy and a little girl. And this guy is swearing every word you can think of, and loud, too. And I'm like, just look, calm down, okay, just calm down. And he's like, "You stay the hell out of this, you fat son of a bitch, blah, blah, blah." I'm like, look, nobody wants this, okay? Everybody's just trying to go home. Everybody's just, like, trying to, like, get home. It's like a nice, quiet ride is all anybody wants. And he's flipping out. And so finally I say, look, there's an empty seat. Why don't you just take it and just sit down? And he's like, "Oh, you want to make me sit down? Blah 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 blah." And I'm like, going, "Oh God, you just can't win with some people, you know?" Right? And so he's basically like, "Look," I said, "I'm not trying to start a fight with you. I just want to go home. They don't want to be bothered. This woman doesn't want her children to hear this type of language. Nobody else here on the train wants this type of stuff." And he's like, "Oh yeah." "Yeah, I don't give a shit about these people. I'll cut your fucking throat. I'll cut their point." He points to the mother and the kids. "I'll cut their throats." He points to the two girls.
How long ago was this?
This is about 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
And
makes it all more real.
And then
hit the alarm button.
No, he then slaps his hand on his pocket, at which point I'm no longer playing.
It's real.
I grab his arm, pull him towards me, kick him in the shin, just low on the ankle, twist his arm behind him, and put him flat down on the ground. And I got the other arm flat up against the pole that's in the middle of the SkyTrain, so he's not moving. And he's yelling and freaking out. And I'm like, could somebody please push the alarm to get the transit authority? And this guy jumps up. Now, normally all you have to do is push the button once, and this will contact the authority. The guy starts doing this,
oh
like jamming
God.
His finger into it a dozen times a second. So the woman keeps coming on like, and I'm like, you've already pushed it. It's okay. So he's
yeah.
He stops, and Lewis, can I help you? And I said, yes. I was like, yes,
danger.
I've just got into an altercation with somebody. I have him restrained. Could we please have security or the police meet us at the next stop? Is anyone hurt? No, no one requires an ambulance. Just get the police here. Thank you, I have him. Can you hold him for two stops?
Stop. 10 minutes.
Yeah.
No, 4 minutes.
Is it? Is it going express to?
No,
two
no.
Stops?
It's basically it's going to keep going, but it's two stops.
Is it stopping?
Yes, they stopped it.
And it's like ding, ding, ding.
So somebody looked in. This guy is cursing and swearing, and I'm laying on top of him.
People pile in. People
out. Nobody piled in. Everyone kind of like, Some people got off, which
yeah.
I thought they were the smart ones.
Yep. Some people stayed on your train.
Yes.
Your bo- oh
so the door closes. The door closes, and we get off, and now we're basically just about to the last stop where they're supposedly going to meet us. And now somebody says, do you, like, need a hand? And I'm like, no. At this point, I've been basically making jokes to whatever this guy who I'm holding down is saying. He's like, I want to kill you. And I said, that's nice. We'll make a date of it. You bring your knife. I'll bring my flowers. Okay, it'll be great. And it's like, I'm getting people now on the train starting to laugh at all this because it's turning into a routine. They're no longer witnesses. They've just become an audience. At which point, like I said, the guy finally goes, do you need a hand holding? And I'm like, no. The only thing strong about this guy is his smell.
They all go,
yeah, so I'm doing a vaudeville routine with a victim on the floor.
Dak for president.
Dak plays the straight man.
Yes. So the door opens up. Cops come in. Transit authority come in. And they're like, what happened? And I'm like, this guy freaked out on these girls. He threatened to kill everyone on the train. People immediately began to nod.
yeah. He was doing that.
And at which point, he basically went for his pocket. There is a bulge in his right pocket. There's a bulge in his left pocket. There's his wallet is in his right, his rear right pocket. So they pat him down. Sure enough, in his right pocket he has a buck knife.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. In his back pocket he has his wallet. In his left pocket, and this is the one I love, he has a kit, including a dime bag.
Mm-hmm.
At which point they basically, I'm like going, okay, do you need me to get off? They said no, and I'm like, huh? Said, no, we've got enough on them. Basically, we'll just book them on this.
It's like, thank you, bye-bye.
I'm like, the guy, one transit thing stays on and wants to know what happens. So I tell him he stays on for about a stop, gets off. That's it. I'm like, okay. Now at which point some people start talking to me, and I got the three best compliments I've ever got. My ego swelled to the size of a Macy's Day Parade balloon. It was wonderful. The first one came from this woman who was standing there, and she goes, I work in a social services children's office downtown, and I handle our crisis situations.
Look how he does the voices.
And you handled that just perfectly. And I'm like, well, no, I didn't because it got out of hand. You know, trying to be like, I am still like trying to like control my ego about this because I am feeling pretty good. The next one came from the two girls who say, well, what do you do for a living? And I'm like, I'm a security guard. And they're like, no, you're not. You're too cool to be a security guard. And I'm like, thank you. And then came the kicker. I'm now talking to the mother and the little girl. I'm like, I'm sorry you guys had to see all that. And, you know, we're going on, we're talking about it. I tried to explain to the kids that it was, like, not this guy's fault. He's sick. He has a problem. Right? So, you know, they shouldn't, like, think that this guy was a bad guy. There was just something. He's very sick. And that's why he behaved like that. And just before they got off the train, the little girl, who's like about 6 years old, said the coolest thing I've ever heard. Okay, no, she didn't say that because I would have thrown her through the window. She said, thank you for karateing the bad mouth man.
Too good.
Like, Jack, our hero.
Emperor Chang. Emperor Chang says, okay, a DAC Avenger for the Week story will do as well.
Yep, that was it. I had the giant swelled ego on that one. I floated home at that point.
You need Shaft or you've got DAC.
Oh, yeah.
Who comes through for you 10 times out of 10?
Shut up.
We're talking about Shaft.
Well, that's okay, then.
Can you dig it?
Oh, my God.
Hmm, dead air. That's
dead
really
air.
Good
what
for the listeners.
You can hear the fans. You can hear the fans going, whirr.
Fans are going wild.
Just because I thought somebody else was talking. I just finished talking for a bit, you know.
Okay, I have a joke.
Okay.
Okay.
It also kind of sums up my position vis-a-vis religion.
Okay.
So it has a kind of a point to it. All right, there's this prominent atheist, and he's on a vacation, and I'll continue.
You want to hold it? We're right at the beginning, so that's pretty good.
He seems to be timing it pretty well.
Yeah. Hi, you're on Rant Radio on the Marathon. Who's this?
Hi, it's Oofie Doofie. I have one more joke before I pass out, all right?
Okay.
Why does Bill Clinton wear underwear?
I don't know why.
To keep his ankles warm.
Oh!
He has blonde and three girls.
That's very good. Thank you.
All right,
that was pretty good.
Oh, yes, yes.
That's the beginning of the
atheist,
show.
He's visiting Rome. Vatican City, to be exact. And, he's such a prominent atheist that he gets an audience with the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in there for hours. And the cardinals are getting worried. It's like, you know, 6 hours, and this is like unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
The Pope, 6 hours with an atheist.
Yep.
And so one of the cardinals finally goes over to the door and starts to listen, you know, puts his ear to the door, and he's listening in. And it comes down to, to be continued.
To be continued. No, continue.
Go on.
The Pope at this point is getting exasperated with arguing with the atheist, and he says, look, as far as I'm concerned, you're like a blind man in a totally dark room looking for a black cat that's not there. He just had it with this guy. But the atheist scratches his chin, thinks about this for a second. And then comes
microphone.
His retort to the Pope. Says, well, Your Eminence, I can see you pretty much in the same position. You're a blind man in a totally dark room looking for a black cat that isn't there.
Yeah.
The difference between you and me is you found him.
Uh-huh.
Oh! That joke means more to me, but then I was brought up Catholic.
I'm actually still a practicing Christian, and I found that amusing.
Hey. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Stolen Zero.
What's up?
I got an Amish joke for you guys.
Okay.
Right. Can't get enough of them.
Okay. An Amish lady is trotting down the road across the road in her horse and a buggy, and she is pulled over by a cop. Ma'am, I'm not going to give you a ticket, but I'm going to have to issue a warning. You have a broken reflector on your buggy. She's like, hey, I'll tell my husband Jacob as soon as I get back. And then the guy's like, okay, that's fine. Another thing, ma'am, I don't like the way that one rein loops across the horse's back and around its testicles. I consider that animal abuse, cruelty to animals. And she's like, okay, I'll tell my husband that too. And so she gets back, and, you know, he's like, hey, what happened? And she's like, yeah, I got pulled over by a cop. She said something about the reflector. Oh, and something else about the emergency brake.
Oh.
I got one more. It's like a top 10 things for Amish people to do on spring break.
Okay.
Okay, number 10. Drink molasses till you eat. Number 9. Wet bonnet contest.
What?
Wet bonnet contest. Number 8.
Number 8. Stuff as many guys as you can into a buggy.
Stuff as many guys as you can into a buggy. Number 7.
Number 7. Buttermilk kegger.
The buttermilk kegger. Number 6.
Number 6. Blow past the...
What?
Pass the Dairy Queen on a really bitchin' Clydesdale.
Blow past the Dairy Queen on a really bitchin' Clydesdale.
Well, you know,
number
that is the epitome of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Number 5.
Get a tattoo. too. Born to raise Barnes.
Get a tattoo.
Okay.
Number four.
Proves the streets of Fort Lauderdale shouting insults to people with zippers.
Oh.
Number six. Sleep until 6 a.m. I mean, number three. Sleep
number
until
three.
6 a.m.
Number two.
Drive over to Mennonite Country and kick butt.
And the number one thing
for the Amish
to do on spring break is...
churn butter naked.
Oh.
What a letdown.
That was a letdown.
A lot of Letterman's lists are letdowns, too, for the number one. So. Yeah.
Okay, I guess what the hell?
That was pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Should have been number one.
Yeah, wet
yeah,
bonnet contest.
Wet bonnet contest.
I like the buttermilk kegger.
Actually,
oh,
my,
yeah.
My personal favorite was blow past the Dairy Queen on a really bitchy Glidesdale.
That is good. They should have interspersed the good ones with the bad ones. It's very good. And it's almost time for the show.
By the way, we are 5 minutes away. Actually, we're 7 minutes away from 24 hours of this
wow.
insanity.
Amazing.
That's you guys are fucking right.
The things so that we yeah, the things that we do at Rant Radio for our country.
Wow, are we ever fucked up?
Actually, is there any chance we could hear Blame Canada again?
Canada Day was yesterday. That's history.
Yeah, but somehow I Oh.
Dark one.
Oh god. Oh, I had my legs just sitting underneath me for about the last hour.
Hi, you're live on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Wow. It's a lot of pressure.
It's Skitty.
Yeah.
How are you doing now?
Good.
And you got a joke for us?
I got two jokes.
Oh, zero.
Right.
Excellent.
Are they 7 minutes long?
No.
Okay, stretch them out.
Okay. Why are the Japanese so smart?
I don't know why.
No blondes.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty good.
No blondes. And your other joke?
Okay. What do you get when you cross a blonde with a gang member?
I don't know what.
A kid that spray paints his name on a chain link fence.
A kid who spray paints his name on a chain link fence.
Oh man.
Which leads
those are.
Here's another one. Why did the blonde climb the chain link fence?
To see what
so was on the other side.
Did you get that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you... now I got something to do that Forensic wanted me to do.
Okay.
What?
Let's do a little something here.
What? I'm sorry, we didn't hear you.
He wanted me to do that, so...
He wanted you to slurp on the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you done
it. That
was
pretty good. You did it. You got your 2 seconds of fame.
Okay.
Okay, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, say what the hell.
What the hell?
All right, thanks for phoning
and
in.
And here's a sympathy slurp to go along with that.
Oh, yeah. All around. If I had them all panned correctly, we'd all be in stereo going, oh, that'd
boy,
be
boy, we're cheap sluts here.
Oh, yeah, we're doing this for free, even. Oh, man. Okay.
Oh, you know,
since
I kind of knew.
Since we hit the subject of blonde jokes, I have one more.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I'm going to cue some
Did
stuff up, and
the
then we're going
to... Did you hear about the blonde coyote? Got its leg caught in a leg hole trap. Chewed off 3 legs and was still caught.
Oh. The look on her face was precious.
Dark one?
No, blue. What's
blue
your name?
Betty Blue.
What's your
You've
face?
Forgotten the internationally famous Betty Blue already?
I'm well, not awake and I can't remember my own name.
She stayed so long here. I mean, geez,
don't
gracing
you,
with her.
Don't you
think
consider? I couldn't remember if it was Blue Betty or Betty Blue.
Some movie called Desert Blue the other day.
Was it good?
It was very aimless but entertaining to watch.
Which was?
Desert
aimless.
Blue? Casey Affleck, a couple other people.
Oh man.
Lots of nudity?
No, very much like that movie about someplace, I think it's someplace in Texas or Arizona. It's just a name of a town and it's like three people just sit around their lawn chairs in the middle of the road. It's not that movie, but it's very much like that movie. I forget the title.
Hey, girl on the left, when here's something really stupid, I have to be up at 4:30 in the morning.
It's pretty stupid, huh?
I'm assuming this is for transit purposes.
Yeah, I have to be.
Oh, yeah.
I have to be at work. I have to be at work by 7:30.
Oh man.
I got to go to the North Shore.
Are you guys taking off?
Yeah.
They're taking off. They've signed the wall. Oh, very artistic.
It's basically the...
Call with McDonald's Playland.
Yeah, we're heading to Colwood McDonald's Playland.
So that's your next stop if anyone wants to see you there.
Yeah.
Okay, Colwood McDonald's Playland.
Well, don't let us stand in the way of art.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please hang on a second.
Hang on a second on the phone. No. You go ahead. Finish up.
Yeah, we're just leaving, so goodbye, everybody.
Hello?
Thank you.
Yeah,
just hang on
a second.
1 second.
It's free for you. Hold on.
All right.
Say bye-bye.
See you guys.
Bye from Betty Blue.
Thanks for stopping
by. Bye from Betty Blue and... Ronnie Rave.
Ronnie
Rave and Betty Blue are heading out.
She's a little jet lagged from
the trip. Oh, yeah, from Europe, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, yep.
Okay, goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for dropping
bye
in.
Bye-bye.
Okay, hi, you're on What the Hell? Who's this?
Oh, this is KGHI.
KGHI, you haven't phoned in before, have you?
No, I'm a virgin.
You're a virgin caller, and you
consider
just been
your cherry pop.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say, you don't hear many guys basically willing to admit that. Go ahead, let's hear your poem.
Let's hear your poem.
Okay. Party hardy, rock and roll, drink a keg, smoke a roll, stoners live and stoners die, at least in hell we can still get high.
There you go.
Yep.
It's going on my bathroom.
Actually,
it's going on my bathroom all right.
Actually,
oh, yeah.
I have to thank him because he's just taken the maturity up to junior high.
Yep.
So
thank you. Me too. Okay, Sean K is out of the house.
Sean K.
Later, everybody. You guys all take care, and thanks for tuning into the Insanite. You're a lot tougher than me.
So say what the hell.
What the hell?
All right. So Sean K is out of the house, and we're left.
We're left.
Okay, I'm going to do some...
Why do I feel like I'm in an Agatha Christie movie? You know, it's like, and then there were five.
Did Projection Llama Man take off?
No. He's just somewhere else.
By the way, did I count that right?
five right now in the room. In the room, there's five.
Are there more somewhere?
Projection Llama Man.
Can you even hear me?
Can I hear you?
Six.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Oh,
hey, Drex.
Can you please?
How's it going?
Turn my mic up. It's not loud enough.
It's probably not, actually.
It's not.
Because it's a different mic.
I'm not a more malicious person.
See?
That?
Now I can hear myself.
Yeah, that's not
I'm
bad,
sure
as long as you don't shout.
Some way to really make
if
you guys
I shout, I'll go like this.
There you go. That's how you do it.
Had a decent night's sleep.
That's right. You don't go like
everybody's favorite that happened at high school because teachers have this neurosis that their microphones aren't working.
Don't do that.
I won't do it, but hey, smack the microphone. Is this thing on?
Is this thing on?
Just once, I would love to say no.
No, it's not on. We can't hear you.
And they probably wouldn't clue in. And they would probably...
Is it on yet?
Okay.
Turn it in.
Here we go. I got a whole bunch of stuff queued up. And then we will start.
Is anybody else hungry?
No. No, I'm not.
I'm okay.
I was going to ask. Are those pancakes okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, the pancakes are good.
Are you hungry?
Pancakes?
I just have some pancakes are okay. Kind of, but I'm...
You don't want pizza, is what you're saying.
No, nothing really greasy. I had greasy food earlier. I just want
to girl under the table. Are you up for pizza?
That doesn't sound
girl
right.
Girl under
good.
The table.
She is. She's under the table.
I'm not under the table.
Girl
under the table.
Near the table.
Girl in front of the table. Wasn't that a painting by one of the Group of Seven?
Oh wow. No.
They're from the morning. Are you up for
pizza? Put in the microwave.
That sounds like a no.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Well, chew on them for a while.
Maybe. Maybe it's not good enough. Well, this isn't horseshoes. It's not hand grenades. Maybe it doesn't count.
I only have a 20 on me, and I need some of it.
You need some of it.
Okay. Generally, pizza doesn't cost $20.
And here's some stuff.
Actually, could we all keep it down here for a second?
Why?
I'm going to do something bad.
Oh, God. Do we have to hear it, too? As well as smell it?
No, I said, can we all keep the sound down for a second? I'm going to do something bad.
I know.
I'm going to call my boss, and I'm going to call in sick for tomorrow because, see, I'm going to go home and slip into a coma. Yeah, you can put it on the air.
Okay. Well, just don't do it
on the internet.
Not on speakerphone, but just normal phone so we can hear your side of the conversation.
Yeah. Everyone keep it down.
There are not 10 people here. This is not a party.
There aren't 10 people here anyway.
Actually,
I know. It's not a party either. What?
No, not speakerphone.
No, not speakerphone. We'll just hear your side of the conversation.
No, you know what we do? We'll all leave the room, and he can do it on speakerphone.
No, it'll sound like speakerphone. It's a pretty good speakerphone, but you can still clue in.
That's not cool. I'm too sick to get the phone. Ferris Bueller style.
I'm too sick to get the phone.
Too sick to answer the door, but...
But you can leave a message.
We all step into the other room just so they don't hear us.
No, you just don't say anything, and everything will be okay. Press the little white button at the top. You can put the, if you could, porn on beta. Put the microphone up to him while he's on the phone. When he's on the phone. Make sure you get the DTMF tones, so everyone can phone his boss as well.
Hello, Jacques. Yes, hi, it's Desmond. Is there any chance you could get somebody to work for me tomorrow morning? Oh, I'm just really sick. I know I'm sorry about this. I'm just, my stomach is really messed up. Yeah, sure. Okay.
He sounds so sad and sympathetic for his boss, but very, very sorry that he can't come into work.
Yeah, he's very sorry because his boss isn't very long-winded. No, we can't hear it. It's just too quiet to hear.
Okay, thank you, Jacques. I figured I'd better call because I have to leave at like 5:30 in the morning. All right, thanks a lot. I just basically have a stomach flu. I've had, I don't want to really get too detailed for the last couple of days. I've just had some real stomach problems.
I'm not working to return till Tuesday at midnight. Yeah, I don't think I'll have a problem. I'm just not feeling too good. I just basically didn't want to wait till like, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning and tell you that I couldn't come in.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jacques. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, wait.
That was the most pusillanimous act you've ever witnessed me do.
Here's some suggestions.
Hopefully he doesn't listen to Rant Radio.
Yeah, we got some suggestions from the IRC for stuff you could have said.
Yep.
Sorry, I've got the green apple splatters. I don't want to shit myself going into work. I've got the squirts, and I'm puking a lot. Sorry, sir, I've got the black plague while hanging out in the sewers on New York City last week. Sorry, sir, but today I got my blood work came in and they said I had AIDS, so I'm going to take the day off. Boss, I'm not coming in to work today because the voices told me to stay home and clean my guns.
I'm calling in dead today, sir.
Sorry, can't come into work today. Coming down with a bad case of death.
There's a good
change. Yep. There we go.
Somebody else.
Smokehouse says, this is quality radio, I tell ya. Microphone. Can't hear you.
Sorry, not only did I get out of getting out of the morning shift, but I was just talking to my boss. He's going to probably give me the evening shift, so I'm not actually going to lose any work.
Hey! Excellent. So hopefully your stomach problems will clear up by then. Uncle Dak. Mike's not on.
I think they might have a miracle recovery.
Mike's not on. There you go. There
a
we
miracle
go.
Recovery.
There we go.
If you're going for more than 24 hours without sleep, what happens is your body actually tries to catch up on REM sleep, so you're going to have some crazy-ass dreams.
Woohoo!
Shut up. I don't want to. Either that or
you'll have a weapon this time.
Either that or it's the burned man again.
Oh. It's 9:07. We're fashionably late, and it's time to start the show. Here we go.
A show that's been going on for 24 hours.
Plus 8 minutes. And
well,
11
even though
seconds.
PSI Net tried to fuck us and shut everything down, even though everyone's trying to stop us, even though the FCC is knocking on the door, it's the Rant Radio 26 fucking hour marathon.
A sleazy bastard or what?
In just over one day. It's going to be a good time. Stick around. Lots more coming.
First time you heard that, you died. Sorry.
Rant Radio. If only chicks had the taste of our listeners.
I know some of the words in Squirrels version. I've actually heard this.
Hello?
If she hasn't figured out what you do Sunday night, it's time to lose the bitch and find one that's free Saturday night.
What is it?
What's wrong, sweetie? I love you.
Rant Radio, you're our bitch now.
You're our bitch now. Oh no! He's played this a dozen times over the last.
I want to hear it.
They're playing samba music.
Should do that.
Your call is important to us.
We'll be. If you want to talk to a real person, you're pretty much fucked.
Stay on the line, and we'll get back to you sooner than if you hang up and redial
again.